Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I just not got on here. Had a little something with this here phone trying to get in, but we're here. I figured I'd give a call about this here. Everybody's been watching. Everybody's not saying nothing. I think they want to say it. So I'll be the one to say it. We got a lot of cousins going on. A lot of, let me see. How about teams? Now, all of a sudden, we're jumping teams. When we probably should have been racing each other, but I'm wondering now, is this a decoy so we can't race each other now? Now that you won't never see this race go off with certain people. I'm gonna make sure I open up this mic because I need some of these answers on this joke. We need answers. A lot of guys been jumping ship, and I don't know what it is. Maybe, and I thought they'd be racing one of the other guys for another cruise. But now that means that they can't race each other. It's like we had the cousins and all the crap going on. So I need some answers. Anybody want to answer that first? Or is everybody just thinking the same thing and scared to talk about it? I need some answers. So I'm open up this first mic just to find out. All right. 443-7200, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What's happening?
Nothing much. Can you give us an answer? Something what you think about?
Hold on. I'm ratchet strapping this truck now. Hold on. You say you need answers to what? Because I seen the message.
Well,
I'm like,
what? First of all, hold on. Let me just say this here. You guys did it too. This is my cousin. So y'all couldn't race. Back in the day, y'all said only a bit last year, year before, I think it was. Y'all think that y'all cousins. Y'all, oh no, we can't race. We cousins.
You talking about LeRon? Okay, I can explain that LeRon.
Okay, no. Hold up. We're gonna go a little further. Now we got all of a sudden like teammates. We got people jump. I've seen a lot of guys from Jersey that jump ship. I've seen people come from New York.
Well, that's because half y'all team guys don't race. Y'all car in the plane. I'm going to tell you what they
Do you need a team? So now you cannot race the person now because you're a team?
Well,
all right. That's what I want to know.
Do you want to know, can they race each other? It's up to them what they want
to
do.
No, it ain't just can
you
they race each other.
Know,
they ain't going to race
So put names on it. So since you put the topic, put names on. Who are you talking about? That's what I want to know.
I'm talking about a whole lot of y'all. Everybody seems like you jump.
There's
so many teammates. Hey, hold on. Ain't y'all cousins with okay, I'm going to start some stuff up right now, what I heard.
Come on with it.
And then if they don't want to, they want to come on here, come on with it. I heard, I'm going to say this here. I heard there's a couple teammates going on, and I'm going to count them all up one by one. I seen it on Facebook. I read it. I see Torres now is, what is it? What's the name they call itself? What is it? A Mob Town.
Okay.
I seen that. So I'm looking at a hole up now. They ain't going to be able to race each other if you're part of them. Killer, Mob Town, as we know it. I heard James is going to be calling the truth from what. Now, if somebody quote me on this, and James can come on here, I heard that they can be part of pressure now. So, hey.
They can be part of what?
Hold on. We ain't done yet.
No.
OG Bobby and Cliffy. Now, how can we ever see them guys, anybody race like this? Now, y'all want to come on here and debate with me? Tell me what I want to hear this. What goes? I want to see it. I really want to know. I want to hear it. So you want to go ahead. I'm going to give you a chance first to go ahead and tell us first. So you think what you think about it.
I mean, I don't. Me personally, I don't give a damn about it. I mean, it is what it is. If that's what they feel their heart should be, let them be.
Okay.
Hey, that's what it is for them.
So is you telling me they're scared of the other person? That so they join them?
I'm asking you, what do you think?
You
try. Hey, some people want to be with a better team that can seek further results than what they are in already. I guess I don't know.
Well, I'm asking
some
you what you feel about it. Come on now, don't be scared to talk on the back line, talk on the front line. Come on.
I mean, what are we talking? What's the talk on the back line? What's the talk on the back line? They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Here we go. We cutting around corners here. Hold on, I'm gonna have to bring Fat Albert on the board. So you gotta bring the bell. Fat Albert, you got the bell ready? Fat Albert,
yeah, the bell's ready.
The bell's ready because you might have to start ringing this bell. And
some of the names that you named out are just rumors. When did Tory become a Mob Town?
Hold on now. I'm just telling you, I've been getting texts from everybody. Hold on. I'm gonna send it to you in a few seconds. And then you tell me. I saw that. I was like, hold on. No. You can't do that. Hold on, Roy Hazelwood. Let me go send it to you. Hey, these have been out on Facebook.
But, Joe, as for the team,
okay.
I don't think they're doing it.
Look on your message and read it, please. I'll let you read it verbatim. Like you said.
Uh-huh.
From on Facebook. We'll let you read.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you are. Now, That don't mean that he's a mob town because he said it. Now, if you could bring the president of Mob Town on here, and he would tell you the same thing, because I asked the same question. He said, no, we ain't talking to her about becoming no mob town. So, you guys
like, I'm
going to
respect
anything.
I'm down with the big brother killer. You read that up. Come on now. Read what he said now.
Well, I mean, if Tory is down with killer. So, and wait a minute. If Tory is supporting his brother killer, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I ain't saying that, but how can we start doing these races together now? We ain't going to be able to be racing each other because everybody a damn cousin or a brother. What the hell going on here?
Well, Joe, half going to
stop a lot of racing, you know.
Half the people ain't racing as it is now, so what's this going to stop?
Listen,
let me ask you this, Joe.
I'm not going to lie, you know, give credit where credit is due. Mob Town did their shit out there in North versus South, and ain't no doubt about it. But if we have a whole
Joe.
If we have a whole crew of Mob Town, what the hell? Who's going to be there to race? Come on, let's be real.
Joe, all right. I look at that video, Simi, Long Island boys. How many cars y'all got in that camp?
We got a pretty decent amount, but they just – listen, I'm not going to lie to you.
How many times have y'all raced each other?
Believe it or not, those guys there, they're street racers, you know, but they want to start coming to the track. And I can tell you, Dwayne and Dwayne, listen, Dwayne raced, probably raced them. I'm not going to lie to you. See, Dwayne probably raced about, I'm going to say, no bullshit. If he ain't raced 20 times with them, he ain't did shit. And that's in 1 year. That's in 1 year. They were getting ready to run $50,000 in them this week. So
let me ask you, if the question is not that they're teaming up, if the question is the North teaming up with the DMV, that's what got everybody panties in the wall? Is that what it is?
No. It's not that. It's saying, how can we run each other if you're going to stick around?
On his live, he's saying we're running down to the DMV or the South. So is it more that the North is leaving the North and going down South teaming up? Is that the real question that you want to ask?
No, I'm not asking that question. I'm asking you how can we start racing now? You know what I mean? Okay, for example, we know that we wanted to see that race, a couple races with Killer and with Mob Town, right? But you ain't going to see that no more. Am I right?
What?
Can you answer that
Killer
question?
Killer and Mob Town?
Yeah, we ain't gonna see that now, right?
All right. No,
I'm just saying. Okay, now I know. My man Tory was supposed to race somebody from over there. So we ain't gonna be able to see that race no more either now.
Tory and who?
I'm just in my mind. I know a lot of people up there talking about it. They're scared to say something about it. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna say it. When we thought that we were gonna see LeBron and them run. All of a sudden, they were cousins. Cousin Antoine.
All right, but wait a minute.
Cousin Marcus.
But Killer ran Marcus.
But we were going to see that race. Everybody wanted to see the race, so we'll never see that race.
Didn't Killer already run Mob Town? If I'm not mistaken.
Nah, I don't know. I really don't know. But
he ran A-Bomb.
Yes.
He ran A-Bomb. Wait a minute. He ran A-Bomb, and A-Bomb beat him.
Okay, but that's before he was a Mob Town man. But that was before he was a Mob Town man.
All right, but you said the fans would never start a race. The race already happened.
No, we want to see more races. We don't want to just see one race. Everybody wants to see more races.
That's
the same,
man. I
want to
see them Long Island
in the
I got him. I want to see Long Island.
If I join Bad, you'll never see me racing Bad Mouth Crew again, right or wrong?
Well, first, Bad Mouth.
And we got a rival. We're
going to
keep going at it. So, you know what I mean? That's all to it.
That's why they're not going to let you. That's why they're going to join you, because y'all got a rivalry.
Well, they'll let me join now. Trust me.
Give me another example. No, they ain't going to let you join because they say you sweet.
They'll let me join.
That's what they saying. I'm only repeating what they saying. They say you sweet.
Listen, the last few ones, they felt the wrath, so. They ain't had nothing but a bitter taste in their mouth. And he's right on here right now with the bitter taste. Yeah, like he got a lemon in his mouth right now.
They say you would never join them because they say you are so sweet that they can't let you join.
How can I be sweet in the last few races, all the ones we've won in the last one? I'm on mute.
Who won the most, you or them? Who won the most, you or them?
Us. Count them up.
Oh, count them up. Okay, so why would they let you join them? They get an action. Okay, I give you that. But why would they let you join if y'all got action like that?
But that's what I'm saying. We let neither. I think we're gonna be hurting a little bit, and everybody keeps saying. And so I just want to. That's all I'm saying. Are we gonna get weaker by joining, being so many cousins and everything? That's all I'm saying.
You know what? It's not the.
Like they said, can't beat them, join them, right?
I think the up north guys that's so upset that it's actually happened.
I'm not saying this is what I got some Texas in, so they wanted to ask. But hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics because a lot of them want to get on the mic. So I'm going to open up a couple of mics. 910-6970, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. It's Bobby.
What's going on, Bobby?
What up, Bobby?
All right. Hey, listen, back in the day, Bad Mouth Crew was good for that. They had Silver Surfer, they had LaRon, and whoever else that was faster than them, they said they cousins. But you don't even see no more.
I'm gonna stop you right there because what you don't know
stop
is
what?
Surfer and Bad Mouth Crew is actually family. We have meetings, we have lunches, we do all of that together. That's what y'all don't know. The difference is he don't race up here because he can't get no races up here. That's what I'm telling with you. But with that LaRon situation, listen, I'm telling you. The LaRon situation, I can kind of see what you're trying to say. But Surfer and Bad Mouth Crew, that's blood, no matter how well you cut it.
So what was the deal with LaRon's crew? What was the deal with that? You can't beat him, you join him, or what is it?
No, hold up. I was locked in with LaRon, so you can't even say that.
Hold on.
The fact of the matter, I was trying to run LaRon. LaRon went down. It didn't make a difference. I was still going to run him. He went down.
Okay.
What Nova? Didn't run who?
The blue one. The one y'all fastest one at camp. The blue one. What's the name of that car?
The blue one wasn't out when LaRon was out with the Nova. It was at two different times. Sweet and Low was out when the time
Bobby, Bobby,
Nova.
I got to read this verbatim. They said, what about you and Clippy?
Me and Clippy not teammates. I just like Cliff because he getting a race from James. Me
okay,
Cliff is Cliff
okay.
Cliff.
All right. Now they understand.
You said y'all ain't teammates,
so that one's off the table.
Right.
Okay. But I got nothing to do. All I'm doing is asking a question about is it going to get weaker that we ain't going to get no more runs
in
because
it's going to
be family.
I'm going to ask you this one question, and I want to hear complete honest. How can anybody say anything about people joining up teams when the team that a lot of people are talking about or speaking of, the group that everybody's talking of, has more races at any event than anybody else? So I'm lost with that right there. I've heard this 3 or 4 times.
So listen, hold up. No.
Day.
I'm not saying that. Listen. I did not say you. Yes. But you guys are starting to join each other. So how are you going to be getting raced? Because you're not going to be racing against each other. Because now you're going to be family.
Who is joining each other? I'm lost.
Well, I'm just telling you. And that's what
people
ask.
A lot of things is it not need to be known on for social media or whatever. If you with somebody, you with somebody.
Well, they shouldn't put it out on social media because now you figure that now everybody's saying, you know, that's the whole thing. Now they're going to be like, ah, shit, now let's hit race. We can't do this race. We can't do that race. I mean, you can see.
Okay,
just for example, now you see Jazia's out there and he's trying to go out to you. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get to you.
Nobody want to hear about that damn crybaby. All he wants to do is get all three of drag race from every damn nitrous car, man. Ain't nobody got time for that dumb shit that he be saying today. We all see that bullshit. That's bullshit. I said it. Fucking bullshit, man.
I think they got something else going in the works, too. But hold on. Let me just make sure I open up these guys' mics, and then we'll just keep it in. But I'm just asking for the question why, because everybody was giving me texts, and I'm like, man, what the heck? Everybody joining each other? That's all you kept
I'm going to ask you this question as a whole, all
right?
Well, how is it, because this question has been asked, this is what I'm saying, and not just you, I'm asking as a whole. Why is it that everybody is
Antoine, I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me explain to y'all something, because somebody just said, what about Bobby and me? No matter what kind of relationship me and Bobby have, me and him did what a lot of people didn't do. We raced, and we're still friends to this day. We raced.
Okay, listen. Hold up, Cliffy. They ain't saying that. They're saying, like, now they're teammates. That's what they was asking. Bobby said you're not teammates. Y'all race, but you're all right. So that's a different story. He's cleared that one up. I'm talking about when they're saying they're teammates now. Teammates is not going to race. You ain't going to be racing each other. That's all I'm saying. The rivalries won't be able to go. I can understand you saying
Let me just say this here.
I know, and you know, just like A-Ball wanted to race you, right, for the belt. You wasn't going to run them because you're teammates. And I don't blame you on that. I don't blame you one bit. You know, and that's all too. That's why I'm just saying, everybody said, when it gets weaker, when it does that. So now if you're not teammates, it'd be something different. Now I can see y'all getting ready to get busy. But that's all I'm saying, and that's what all everybody else is saying. So that's what they're all putting it down. So, man, we're going to have problems with this here grudge game. That's why you hear everybody's going out in the uproar. It's not uproar because somebody went from the north or whatever. It's been going on down south because it also because LeBron came from town and come up, and they said, going to go back to his cousin stuff and family stuff, and you ain't going to have the races. That's all they're talking about. Everybody, and if a matter of fact, can get on here and tell you.
Since all these people are talking, why the fuck aren't they locking anybody in? Why are they worried about what everybody else is doing?
See them come on here right now and let them talk, and you'll see. I'm gonna open up every mic so they can all talk because they all on here right now. Hold on, I'm gonna open up every mic. Hold on, let me just make sure I open up everybody's mic because I see a lot of the ones that was hitting me up today. 910-1949. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Joe? Sure enough. Hey, I just want to say this, right? Ain't a whole lot, man. How you doing? How you feeling this week?
Can't complain. Hanging in there, man. So far, so good.
Yeah. I think it's being confused that the fact that we have a brotherhood and a lot of the groups of us that's actually racing and bringing action right now, we deal with each other on a different level now. And outsiders don't understand that. The only real teammates that change is Killer is Mob Town. Killer is officially Mob Town. That's it. Antoine, on his phone right now, that's my arch enemy. He come to my city, I'm going to take him out to eat. We going to pick him.
We know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? But at the
racetrack, that's what we're talking about.
April 22nd, you're getting it on again.
You can still do that, but I'm just talking about if you're a teammate. Now, if you and Antoine are teammates, y'all going to race? No. Because you know his and he knows you, right? There you go.
Okay, Hold on, Antoine.
It's a difference, Joe. It's a different level of respect, I'm going to say, because, I mean, it ain't a secret. Everybody know we got our little backline thing going on, but that's where all the lock-in racing is coming from.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's not coming from the front line. Like for instance, for Sammy race, when we go down south, if Antoine locked down with somebody from down south and they trying to get the pot up, blah, 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 and I like Antoine, I'm going to get in there. I'm gonna be like, yo, Antoine, let me put something in your pot. Avon,
hey,
look, I was in Maryland. I was in Baltimore this past week.
I'm just talking about if you're going to have, say, for example, I'm not going to say this. Everybody knows that. I love that going when we go down. That's almost like when we started out with Team North. It don't matter. It don't care who you are. We always help out with the other guy. If he got something wrong, hey, we're going to mess you around. We're going to help you. If your shit ain't right, your carburetor ain't right, we'll take off the carburetor off the car and we'll give it to you. I'm talking about teams, the guys that are joining each other. Now the ones that used to race each other will not be racing each other. That's all I'm talking about, and that's what everybody else is worried about.
But Joe,
they're not going to race each other.
But Joe, there's only one team. It's only one team that we did that's been going through this. That was Killer Joe and Mobtown. That's it.
Nah, I ain't talking about that. They ain't talking about just that. They talking I'm going to have to pull in Tory, too, so Tory, everybody can talk, because I'm going to make sure everybody
Tory
gets in here
killer.
And get a fair
Tory
shake.
Tory is a killer. Wait a minute. Tory is support killer. He said that's his man. So he support killer. If killer my town, Tory support killer.
Listen, I'd rather hear from Tory's mouth himself. Wait. I'd rather hear from Tory's mouth himself say he ain't part of Mob Town because that's what they think. He's joining Mob Town. He's with Mob Town. So I'm going to pull his name up. Same thing with Sammy. I'm going to pull Sammy's name up because they think Sammy is part of BMC now. So, you know, they're thinking that you ain't going to run them no more because he's part of y'all. And I'm just going to go along with the list, what they were putting out there. So I'm going to bring each one of these guys on and tell me, hey, y'all going to run them? Hey, James.
So basically you're telling me that Team North is crying because people are on other people's teams. That's what I understand.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to let these guys, and then you know the sad part is, I'm going to tell you something right now. It ain't all come from down there. It came from down south, too. Hey, at least Bobby stood up and said what he said. He said what he said, and he stood his ground. Now I want to see the rest of these guys that was calling up, texting, stand their ground, and say the same thing, what they felt like. That's how Bobby felt it. And then you tell you how he felt. That's all. So now everybody else that said it, come on in here and say what you got to say. If you ain't or whatever, you think the races can go through, let's see what happens. So, matter of fact, I got to open up. Let me make sure I open up Tory's mic first because he's been waiting. Hold on one second. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
Let him say what he got to say, and he can do it on his own. He don't need no coaching. Go ahead, Tory. Go ahead, tell him.
Man, I didn't think it was going to make this big of a ruckus, but listen, this is how it is. This is crazy. Listen, Antoine knows everybody. We on the back line, and they say Mob Town. Antoine, what did I say?
Mob Town. Tap out. 3.0.
Right.
Like everybody, that's
right.
What I'm saying. Everybody's worried about
the
wrong
shit.
That's
how I do. I support Killer. I am definitely supporting Killer. I'm definitely supporting Sammy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit there and not deal with Killer because he's Mob Town. That's my dude. So that's just what it is. But the fact of the matter is, I don't understand what's the big deal. Because at the end of the day, like Antoine said and somebody and Shona said, most of the races is happening on the back line anyway. And everybody's racing each other on the back line. You know what I'm saying? And they're going back at it again and over. So just to clear it up, no, I'm not Mob Town. I am supportive of Killer. I'm supportive of Killer and Sammy. I'm team.
So you will run Mob Town,
Tap out,
right?
3.0.
Hold up. Will you run Mob Town?
I mean, if we ever cross paths or anything like that, but that's something that we don't even talk about. I mean, to be honest with you,
well, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what they're worried about.
Yes or no, Tory? That's a real question.
That's all they
want to
know.
No, that's a real question. Yes or no?
That's all it is.
No.
That's all they want to know. That's what they're talking
about. It wouldn't be personal. But it wouldn't be personal. Yeah, we'll race. It's not personal.
Okay, that's all. That's all they wanted to know. You cleared up something right now.
Yeah, that's
right. Trying to water down this bullshit. He's trying to water it down. This ain't where he's going with it. You trying to water it down, Joe, but come on with it. I'm listening.
I'm not watering nothing down. I want to let everybody
understand this.
But understand this, Joe.
Like I know you asked me would I run Mob Town, but understand something. There are other people out there that I would love to get a hold of. So Mob Town is not on my list. Trust me. When it comes, it comes. If it don't, it don't. But trust me, when I'm ready, I'll tap on their shoulders.
Like anybody else, I would have.
That's it.
Right? Like anybody else. That's how this thing works. If you want somebody.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this mic right now. 973-5516. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Jazzy?
Oh, God. Damn, the crybaby.
Yeah,
man, listen.
I don't know what was said. I just was listening to the tail end of it, but, I mean, does this have to do with what I said on the live?
No, everybody's been calling about it because they've been just saying everybody's up there teaming up and going the other places, and they're worried about the races down. They ain't going to be able to see races. That's all they're saying. Because if you be a part of their crew, okay, and then once you're part of the crew, you ain't racing. That's all.
And look, I have no problem with – I see no problem with camaraderie. I see no problem with affiliate. I see no problem with that because, I mean, if me and Antoine used to go back and forth, if Antoine got a race that I like, I'm going to bet with Antoine. My money don't
matter. No. This ain't the thing of it. Okay, just
man,
like this here.
No.
You joined 4th Street Posse. You joined 4th Street Posse. Are you going to run anybody else for the 4th Street Posse?
No.
All right, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. You just joined 4th Street Posse. That's what I'm saying. And the same thing they're saying.
That would be me playing myself out, especially when they know everything about the car that I drove for them.
That's what the whole thing came about. It didn't come about by they don't care about nobody race, but they're saying like, okay, now we'll never get to see that race now. You know what I'm saying? You'll never get to see it.
To be honest with you, I honestly think people take it a little bit more personal than it is. I mean, what's the problem with running friends? I see no problem with it.
Right.
Well, the whole thing, this is what I want to tell you guys right now.
Hey, look.
Let's just say this here. Hold on, I'm going to give you the best example.
I'm going to give you the best example. T-Sean and HD used to be friends but would knock each other's pockets off.
Okay, but can I tell you something right now? You can't tell me how tight. Well, 4th Street Posse, how tight it is, right? Everybody know each other stuff, you know, help each other out. So you kind of like know everything was there. You're not going to run each other, right or wrong?
No.
All right, so that's all I'm just saying. I know about the other ones. Those other come around. Listen, we ain't talking about like, hey, I'm friends with Antoine right now. Ain't got no problem, but I run Antoine. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'll run him. But if I was part of his crew, you know what I'm saying, part of the team, we all together, I'm not going to run him then after that because we both know each other and we know that's how it would be.
What Tori was getting at, like, he should have no problem running Mob Town. He's not Mob Town.
That's different. That's the whole thing. But this is what was said, that he was Mob Town. That's why I had Tori come and clear it up. I had the thing saying on the text. They sent me the text, and that's what was said. I let Fat Albert read it. What was said. That's all I'm saying. I got no problem with running anybody, having fun with it, but I'm just saying when they turn around, this is what they're saying. Once they join that team, that's it. You'll never see that race going down because they're part of each other.
Let me say this. I'm be quiet. They probably won't go see it even if they didn't join the team.
Why not? You don't think? Let me tell you something.
A lot of guys, hold on.
I don't think you know Killer.
Let me say this, Joe. I don't think you know Killer. I'm not talking about Killer. I'm not Killer.
I'm just saying, just the way he joined that team.
Joe, wait a minute. Let me finish. The guys out here now that ain't racing, ain't part of nobody's team that ain't racing. So now they talking about, oh, God, we're not going to see the race because now they're teammates. You won't go see it anyway because they're not racing.
They wasn't talking about those guys that ain't racing. I'm talking about the guys that were racing.
I'm talking about in general, Joe.
I'm telling you what they're saying right now. I'm going to send you another check in a few minutes.
Why are these people texting you and not getting on this fucking line and saying what they need to say?
Let me open their mics. Hold on one second so I can open up their mics so they can actually say what they want to say. All right. 201-9355. Your mic is open. 201-9355. Your mic is open. 201-9355. I'm going to call it one more time. Your mic is open.
Yeah, because they ain't going to say nothing. Mm-hmm. Come on, say something. Mm-hmm. See what I mean, Joe?
Hold on, let me make sure I open up. They got you being a puppet, Joe,
for trying to talk for these motherfuckers. That's what it is. Tell them talk. Say that shit. They put the screenshots on some bullshit. Tell them say it.
Uh-uh.
I want to hear this.
I'm going to open up these mics. And just like Bobby said what he said, I'm going to open up all these guys' mics so they can hear it.
Open them all up so we can get down to it. Hell no. Open them all up. I want to hear this shit. I'm going to post our Gordo and trans break your ass.
Hold on. 516-2415. Your mic is open.
Joe,
don't say no numbers.
Together?
Open them all, damn it. Open them all. I want
to
hear this shit.
Because we got to be able to hear.
Hold on, Antoine. Hold on, Antoine.
Very. I think it's a very controversial subject. It's a very controversial subject. Sounds like it's going back and forth, but funny topic, but, you know, a serious topic. It's like, I know a lot of teams get together maybe for a race. They help each other, you know, for a race. They give assistance. But once you start giving all your time slips or information to the crew, how can you run a guy that you give a time
Andy,
ticket to?
Yeah,
it's flex
on
the phone.
Only person to get my time ticket is my driver. That's it. Don't nobody in my crew see my ticket but me and my driver. So if you give
right.
your ticket
well,
out to
you
everybody
know,
in your crew because they showed it, you showed it, you the dummy.
I'm with a few, you know, about a few people, and they give away the ticket. You know what I mean?
This controversy is like
it's like putting a Russian fucking flag on the U.S. embassy. You know, when you declare a whole nother, you know, you're part of a whole nother force, and you'll ride and die with him till the end. You know, that's more or less what we're talking about here, right? I mean, it's not just getting together and betting with a guy. You know, I had people, you know, that I let in my pot a little bit. You know, I want them to feel like they're part of the action. I let them in my pot, you know, and, you know, like Killer
yeah.
and a couple
hey,
of
hey,
guys.
Hey, Joe,
I
let
said,
me ask
you know,
Flex one question. Let me ask you
yeah.
one question. Flex, let me ask you something. It's so hard
Go
to
ahead.
Get races locked in these days. There's nobody hardly racing each other. Don't nobody want to race each other. Because you know why, Flex? Don't nobody want to take that L.
Right. No, you're 100% right.
They want
I mean,
guarantee wins. They want a sure enough win. And they don't want to
no,
take the chance.
No,
now, look at Cliff.
No,
hold on.
No.
I'm going to give a perfect example. Hold on,
no.
Cliff. I'm about to say you, Cliff. All right. Cliff taking a gamble going against Butcher, James. All right, he doing that on his own. A lot of guys are not going to lock in races unless they know they got 99% chance that they're going to win.
No, I'm not doing it alone. Bob,
right.
Bob,
you got to – I mean, that's the whole thing of this game.
Yeah,
you got to step out. You got to – you know, you got
to – A lot of people are not going to lock in a race knowing they have zero chance to win either.
Say what?
A lot of people not going to lock in a race
again.
Knowing that they have zero chance either to win.
Man, exactly, but nobody wants to take a gamble.
That's
it, Cliff. A lot of guys don't want to do that, though, Cliff. That's my point. A lot of guys ain't doing that because they don't want to take that chance. They want to.
I got these guys clicking in and out. You guys, hold on a second. Let me open up a couple more of these mics so everybody can get on. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Joe. You mentioned my
What's
name
on,
twice. Was you talking about me?
Yeah,
James,
James.
Who's
James?
James?
You one of the ones supposed
James
to be joining the group now too. I heard.
What group?
Hey,
see what I mean? Joe going by these guys coming out Texas, but ain't no truth to it.
What are you talking about? I sent you the text.
They made
you
to get
this. I ain't got a lot about that.
What group they say, Jane?
The Bad Mouth Crew.
Thank you.
Try again. Yeah, I mean, nothing new, Fat.
Try again.
That's nothing new about the Bad Mouth Crew and Jane. That's nothing new.
See what I'm saying? I didn't have to say nothing. Here's what it is. Hold up, James. Hold up. I'm just going to ask you right now. I know. Hold on, I got to ask James something right now. James, I know you and Cliffy was supposed to race, but I think the weather's done, and you're supposed to race somebody else this week. That was your first race again, right? So
which,
now you got – so the deposit is done, so now you got to go try to see if you got any mileage else to race. Are you – since you got your car together or whatever, getting everything ready, are you going to be racing the ones that you didn't race before?
Yes.
That you were supposed to race. Are you going to be – no, I'm just saying because they said nobody wants to race. I want to ask you this here. Are you going to be racing those guys now since you got your car fixed now? Are you going to be racing those ones that you were supposed to race that were supposed to go?
I don't know who you're talking about, but, yeah, I'm going to race anybody.
Okay, all right. For example, you know, okay, we'll give you a prime example. You got Tricky Ricky. You had Tricky Ricky. You had Zeus. You had a few of them that want to race you. Are you going to be racing? That's what we want to know. Because they're saying, like, no races are going on.
Yes,
they're saying,
I will,
like,
race them.
You will race them.
Yes.
Okay, so now he
we
got his car together.
We ain't part of no – hold on. We ain't part of no team.
Okay, that's all I want to make sure, just because that's how the rivalry's going to start. I want to just see that we're going to start some shit up in a few seconds.
But
Hold on, Joe. Let me ask you something. On this show, you said something about me and Preston.
I heard you say that. So I'm like,
yeah, they
said,
I heard that you guys
would
be part of that team with them. That's what I'm just saying.
Okay.
Who is Preston? I don't even know who that is.
DJ.
DJ and Tricky Ricky. So they figured that y'all wasn't going to be able to see no racing on now. Y'all wasn't going to be able to see
okay.
that. You just said, hold on, let me just ask him. You just said you will race all of them, right? You're going to race Tricky Ricky in there, right?
If he's going to do the right thing, yeah.
I'm saying,
yeah.
I have no problem. Okay, that's all I needed to know. Because now he's going to clear up something, because now when Tricky Ricky comes on here and he say he's going to race your ass, it can't nobody say it wasn't that they're stopping it from racing. Now, if he say he ain't
okay.
going to race you now,
mm-hmm.
now you know, kind of figure, okay, hold on. They texted me right now. Let me just make sure I know which mic to open up.
Stay right there, Joe. No, Joe. Stay right there. So let me ask
no,
you.
No, I'm
going to
open Tricky Ricky,
so
Mike.
On,
he can
no,
go
no,
ahead.
Hold on.
Is he going to stand up like
here.
A man and
hold,
race
hold,
without
hold
begging?
On.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, Joe. I want to ask you a question, Joe. Are you teammates with Red Cup, or is that Red Cup your sponsor? I'm asking you one question before I ask you another.
Is Red Cup your team or your sponsor? Wait. Let me just let you know something. Red Cup is not my sponsor. My son drives for Red Cup. He's not my sponsor. I got no sponsor. I'm my own.
By your son being a driver, that's your team, correct? The only car I can speak for is anything that's my car.
I can't speak for Red Cup. Whatever Red Cup is, he's his own man.
That's not what I asked you.
I'm not
so
speaking
that
for
that
car.
My son does what he wants to do over there.
When it comes to Cookie Monster and anything else, that I got the influence on that car. That's it.
If that's the truth, then why'd you cop block the race with Red Cup and ODB and wouldn't answer the phone? You know I wanted to.
Hold up. First of all, I didn't cop block. Number two, hold up. They was racing, and you can get them on here. I don't do that. That's one thing I don't do. If I step back and let you go ahead and lock in, if I wanted to be a cop blocker, I wouldn't even let them other guys block.
Let me see. Before you accuse them,
I want to make sure you got it right. I'm going to just let you know. Just like when Fred locked in the race, if I was a cock blocker, I would have said, yo, you can't lock that race in. Or I didn't do it. I just let Fred back there and listen to him. He can talk for himself. He locked in all those races. I ain't like that one of them, but I didn't say nothing. I let them do what they got to do. Everybody's their own man, and they like I said, when we're all out there together and we out there, everybody can speak for their old program. That's the difference between us. Anybody that's out there, hey, today June might say he want to race such and such. I'm not saying nothing. You want to do it, go for it. If I like the race, I'll bet with you. If not, I'm staying back. I'm not going to put my money in it. But I can tell you one thing. Any one of my cars I speak for, and if Phil comes up and tell me and I don't like it, I'll speak against it and say, no, well, I don't think we're going to do that race. That's how I speak. I ain't got nothing to lie about that. I'll tell you straight out how it is. There ain't no ifs, ands, buts about that because my money is on top. But that's it. Well, he can talk anything he wants. So you want to get on to him just like he's running Zeus right now? He locked in that race with Zeus for $5,000. That's on him. He wants to bet his money, that's him. He did his thing, and they talk and they talk. That's it. I'm not going to block nobody's race now. That's one thing. But now if it came to anything coming with my stuff, you're damn right. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to get me the best race I can get. And that's how you fold it. That's how I'm saying the teammates. So now every time you're going to have somebody else stopping them because they're families. This is my cousin. This is my this. This is my part. This is part of this town. Come on, you can't do that. We ain't going to never have races. I'm sorry. Because you're going to have a lot of cock blocking and talking, just like what you just did, Antoine, just a while ago. Basically, I'm just being real.
Hold on.
I'm opening up a mic. Yo. I'm opening up a mic right now. I got to open up this man's mic because I see he said 215-6904. Your mic is open. Zeus, that's your mic. Your mic is open. 215-6904. Your mic is
open. What's up?
Not much. What's going on now? Hey, Zeus, I'm going to ask you a question now. Now you hear that James got his car ready, right? You gonna run James too, ain't you? Ain't that y'all supposed to be thinking about doing something before?
If he's sending that money in, all he gotta do is send that money in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all. See, those guys, you guys are not partners or nothing, so you gotta know you're gonna race. So whenever y'all get ready and get busy, y'all can do your. I know how y'all race already. Ain't nobody can change your mind. Both of you guys got your own program, and both of you got to talk for yourselves. And sometimes when you got a big crew, you're going to have another person stopping something. So y'all can go ahead and do what you want.
Joe, take a minute. Take a breath, Joe. Take a breath.
Yep.
Take a breath. Mm-hmm. So since he said his car ready, do he want to lock something in right now?
I ain't got the time right now.
James.
Why? You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
No, I said I don't have the time. I'm working. I don't have the time right now.
Only he was supposed to race Saturday, but I guess you guys got to make a date when you got chance, whatever. And well, y'all can work that out now. Now y'all can whenever he get a free time and you get a free time, y'all lock in whatever.
Joe, can I say something? It's officially canceled, man. But if anybody don't understand,
can I say something, Joe? Go ahead,
Cleo. Go ahead.
Can anybody hear me, or am I just talking to my fucking phone?
Can
anybody
hear
me?
No, you can hear you.
We
go
hear
ahead,
you.
Go for it.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Cliff. Go ahead. We hear you.
Okay. Saturday, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's not a wash yet. You know, I haven't got that phone call yet. I got a phone call, but it wasn't that phone call. And Antoine, as far as you, let me say one thing. Everybody know how your crew goes. Only one or two butts get in your seat of your car. Bigfoot, only one butt gets in.
You said a lie.
Let me finish before you even hit that. 8-Ball ain't been but one seat in that motherfucker. So everybody knows how y'all move your ass. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
everybody
you said a lie, but go
move
ahead.
Your ass with your cars. So all that team shit, you move your ass the same way, but you run your mouth a million fucking miles away. So
I do what the fuck I
want to
do.
And you can do that, but people understand and know what the fuck
you're
doing.
Hold on, punk. I'm going to stop you because that's where you misconstrued. You only see one or two people in my fucking seat. But there's plenty of people that's been in that fucking seat. It's the shit that you only see because of social media. That's the point. I don't have to show you anything.
Well, listen,
this is money, man. I tell you what, Mouth. Watch this. If it gets rained out this weekend and over there in Outer Banks, bring your weak ass to fucking MIR, bitch. You got the 1-1. Now.
Would
now show me you got some more,
baby. You
man, fuck these ice tips. Listen, Cole's loose, motherfucker. Come to win. Come to win. Come to win. Come. I tell you what. Hold on. I'ma shut all this up. Hey, my punk. Hold on. Watch this. I'ma clear it off. Hey, my punk. I want you off the track. Hold on. No. Hey, my punk. I want you gas off the trail this Saturday.
Don't get it.
Listen, because I'm not wasting my time with your ass, with your long-ass, little-ass teeth.
Hold on, let me just tell you guys about that weather report, what you guys doing.
He's on the rain dance, man.
It's the same way as Gallant. If we had a 70% chance of rain. That's what it said on Saturday. But you got to look at when the rain is. The rain might be early in the morning. It could be 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So if it says 70%, you still can turn around and race the rest of the day. It don't mean that it's racing. That's what you guys got to make sure. You got to look at the time period. If it's early in the morning, you know, that morning, guess what? The whole day can be clear, but it'll tell you 70% chance.
Joe,
one other thing about that weather. It's only going to be 50 degrees. It's only going to be 50 degrees that day, Joe.
Joe Gray.
It's only going to be 50 degrees?
It's going to be nice in Maryland and there's no rain. Get y'all ass out the motherfucking MR and do something about it then. Fuck all the shit that y'all talk about. Get the MR this weekend and do something about it.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you, cause I can't run it back and forth right away, cause I do got a lot of other ones I gotta run back. I'm supposed to go down to South Carolina, following week, whatever, and everything's in. I gotta go back, come back to Fred, then I'm coming back again. So I got all a bunch of running. It ain't like it's like right around the corner like y'all. So I tell you what you do. You tell you had a little one out there, and we can lock this bitch in right now on the phone. You pick any one of my motherfucking cars, and I'll go across your ass.
I tell you what. Since your mouth bad, you got everything in drag racing with ODD, either one of your cars now.
Since your mouth bad, y'all gave me the clear motive.
We give you everything in drag racing right now.
Hold up. I'm going to tell you what y'all do with ODB. Y'all said y'all took it off. Y'all gave me the clear, right? I don't want shit.
We ain't taking nothing off. We talking
any one of the cars. You can pick the truck or you can pick the Vega.
We talking with gas.
Don't go across your ass.
Bring the Vega. You got everything in drag racing. We on bag and you can be on gas.
With that one, bad mouth.
Bring the Vega. You got everything in drag racing. If you can
take
gas
like I said, I don't want shit. I don't want nothing. Take it off. Like y'all gave me something.
No,
when y'all take it off.
No.
I don't want shit.
You got everything in drag racing with the truck now.
That you heard that James was part of the Bad Mouth crew?
Why Jazz ain't on the hold up.
I'm setting this up right now so you guys can get it. Hold up.
Joe, you've been setting it up all day. Hold up.
Let me clear everything up so you can go ahead and say what you got to say after this. OG Bobby. OG Bobby.
Yeah, I'm here.
Done.
Okay. Wait. What did you say earlier? What was it? That cousin?
I said a year ago. They was everybody's cousin, like Silver Surfer, Moran, everybody that was faster than them. They said, "That's my cousin." So ask no questions. That's it.
See, y'all ain't getting it right. They're talking about the Grudge. We know who Silver Surfer is. We ain't saying that. They're talking about, like, LeBron and everybody else that we in our circle that we always be racing each other. That's what they're talking about.
Okay, let me ask you this. All right, so y'all bring up LeBron. That's been, what, 2 years ago? What has any of y'all?
I'm just trying to tell you what they're saying.
It's been no damn 10 years.
Okay, I get it. Let me just get something out of this. Has any of the ones that's crying about who teaming up? Have they locked in any of the ones that's supposed to be teaming up? That's what I want to know.
Hold on. Somebody asked me to open them up. Hold on. Why are they worried about it?
I wasn't here from the beginning. Who was calling?
Why are they worried about it? Do something about it. We race the most.
Sure. And nobody teaming up. Why are they worried about it?
Ain't nobody teaming up. But the one that's crying, sound like to me, hold up, the one that's crying sound like to me, they the one need to team up with a motherfucker so they can get some races under that belt, so they ain't racing.
They need to go get some heart.
Go see Santa Claus. He might give you a motherfucking goddamn plastic heart so you can push on it anytime you feel like you weak motherfuckers. Give you a motherfucking heart pumper.
All right, I'm opening up another mic. Here, let me open up this mic right now because they're waiting. 443-219.
Did you get that DP money?
Huh?
Man, you shut up, DP money.
Let me see.
I'm not talking about you. Mind your fucking business, man.
Oh yes.
Man, you got that steady saying the same shit every week. You know James not going to run you, man.
Huh? I'm not talking about James. I'm talking about Red Cup, man. What you talking about?
No, Red Cup and him is locked in 5 on 5,000 on Memorial Day weekend. They're locked in. Five on 5,000.
You got the money. All right.
Yep. Everything's good.
Hey, come on, guys. That's with the little red truck.
Oh.
Buckwheat versus Red Cup. That's what they're doing.
I just want to make sure you got the money. That's all.
Yeah,
everything's good. Let me just tell you guys. You guys never made a time. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Huh? You never made a time, you know, like to say you got to end by a certain time that y'all got to be in the lane, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all need to make that time. You heard me, Zeus?
Hey, if Bigfoot bad Saturday, Zeus can make a time with that, with Buckwheat now. Since he went in his fucking mouth.
Let's lock in the day. Let's lock in the day.
I just said if it's there.
Okay. Don't talk no shit because we can lock in.
No, hey, don't talk. I just told you.
If my aunt had motherfucking balls, she'd be my uncle. Now, if that.
You is your aunt, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
we got...
Don't ask no questions.
I didn't hear enough. Okay, Ghetto Cowboy, your mic is open also.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
I don't care about no teams. I don't care about nobody. I just want to race once I get the car dialed in. That's it.
You lying ass. You was a month ago.
Cliff, you want to race me?
What?
Do you want to race me?
Okay, Fred.
Okay, then. Okay, then. Shut up. Shut up.
Hello?
Yeah, shut up. All right. Wait, what happened? What happened?
Who that phone breaking up?
Cowboy.
I don't know.
Cowboy.
People are talking, so say what?
Cowboy.
How am I lying?
Yeah, Cowboy, good.
Stop inviting me to a race, man. Because, listen, stop inviting me to a race because that's one you ain't going to win. Stop doing that. Do yourself a favor. All right,
So race me then. So race me then.
When do you want to race? You just got diarrhea in the fucking mouth. When do you want to race? You just got diarrhea in the fucking mouth.
Joe, let them lock in first. I'll make it
easy for you. We could lock in for Sammy's show. How about that? For the hometown. So you don't have to drive far. So there's no excuses. How about that?
I think I like that.
Huh? Right there, Island Raceway. How you like that?
I like that.
Hey, Avon, you up here, Avon? Yeah, I'm on.
Okay,
I like that.
Fred,
Let them lock in first, then we're gonna put Fred on.
And we're putting up a week before. Just lock it.
Okay, that sounds good. Sammy Shaw.
Lock it.
July 8th. Right? No, we're going to lock it in, but we have to lock in the steps. What do you mean just lock it in? Right? July 200,000.
You sound
July
like a
8th.
Fucking motherfucker that's in gym class trying to exercise.
What are you talking about? Nah, whatever. You're playing around.
Exercise.
All right. You don't want to race.
Listen,
lock it in. Why do we have to wait that long?
200 with me is locked. It's locked. 200 is locked. Lock it in.
Okay. How are we going to race? Heads up? 8th mile?
Yeah.
Pro tree?
Yeah. Listen. Heads
Truck
up.
Moves?
Lock
Let's
it
go.
In. 200 on the 1,000. Lock it in.
Okay. So
your,
heads
your
up,
car?
Pro tree, Clippy cars as we know it. And
elbow,
get a cowboy
elbow.
Car as his know it. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir. Hello, Cliff. Hello?
Cowboy, you're in the wrong game, son.
Yeah, okay. Well, you say lock it in. Lock. I'm locked.
You're in the wrong game, son.
Okay, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Talking all that, you don't want to lock it. Anyway.
Okay, Fred. Well, let me Fred in so Fred can get on. Hold on. All right, Fred. Your mic is open.
Fred on my line, Joe.
Okay, let him go ahead. You can talk. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Joe. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you good.
Hey, listen. So, you know, I caught a portion of it, but you know, it becomes the same old reoccurring song.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me tell you something. Let me make a statement. Like, don't nobody have to team up with nobody. If you really want to know our backline brotherhood, you get more races out of that group than everybody on this phone put together if you really want to know
Fred,
the truth.
So what? You the first one that came out with this killer been a part of us for fucking how long? Don't start that shit, man.
Who is that?
Don't start that shit.
That's that weak-ass pussy that's coming in my backyard and scared, Uncle Fred.
And you ain't got nothing but a motherfucking dud. When real motherfuckers is talking, you sit in the corner and shut the fuck up. Fuck.
There you go.
Y'all got me fucked up. I ain't OG Bobby or none of them. You better know who the fuck you're talking to.
Get him, Fred.
And that's
get
the
him.
Real shit. I don't give a fuck about you or none of y'all for all of that. Now fuck with me. I don't give a fuck about none of
you. Every time you saw me, was that a motherfucking track? Get it right. Get it right, Fred.
That weak shit you got going on. Let me say something. If y'all want to hear him, I'll let him talk.
Answer even see what that reason about, Fred.
Man, he can't fuck with none of my guy, and everybody know that. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Listen.
So you need to sit his irrelevant ass down and let some real motherfuckers talk for a minute. Weak bitch.
Did I tell a lie? Did I tell a lie every time you
And I mean that. Y'all got me fucked up. Don't let the narcissist fool you. Because you're dealing with a real motherfucker.
A
I don't give a fuck about
Fred,
none of
you. Did I tell a lie? Did I tell a lie, though?
You told a
motherfucking lie. Yeah, you told a motherfucking lie. You always tell a lie, you motherfucker.
See, y'all
yeah,
got me
right,
out of
yeah,
don't get it
yeah.
fucked up, though.
Okay, you know what?
Don't get it fucked up.
Good. It sounds good, but
all
it's
right, but
really
anyway, Joe, I'm
going to
carry on with the regularly scheduled program. Right?
No, yeah, first of all,
that's how you get a motherfucker.
I'll let him talk so that way we don't got to talk over each other like we're kids or something.
You know what? You don't want telling a fucking lie. How about that?
All right, I'll wait till he's finished, Joe.
Uncle Fred, that weak motherfucker coming to my backyard. I told him he got the 1-1 for his much, and he ain't gonna budge.
Hey, son, up that shit don't matter about none of that. I ain't trying right now. That don't even matter, nephew. But let me keep it 100 with some real motherfuckers on here, right? First of all, let me make it clear, Mobtown, we don't recruit a motherfucker. Let's be clear on that. Killer's a real motherfucker, and he wanted to be down with some real motherfuckers, and that's how that shit. We ain't got
to
recruit no motherfucking body.
Oh, so you're
so let's be clear about that. We're strong on our own
in.
Motherfucking self.
Killer begged
right?
to come
so let's
in.
Be clear.
You're telling me a motherfucker from New York begged to come in? Is that what
you're man, why are you worried about it, motherfucker?
Hey, Joe, can you do this mic?
Why are you worried about it?
Hey, Joe, can you
hold on, Cliff. Let him get his
all
mic
hands
rest.
Up and let y'all
all
do
right.
what y'all doing, because I ain't got
all
right,
let,
to
no,
this
no,
bullshit.
Cliff, let him get his
right.
mic rest. Let him get what he got off and go from there. Because, this isn't like this here. Say, for example, I'm going to tell you another one what they put on there. They said, now Sammy's part of Bad Mouth Crew. Said, we ain't going to be able to see the rivalry
man.
Between those. No. I'm just letting
so,
this
so,
is what's
so,
going
so,
on. And that's what everybody
no,
is up there. So
listen,
that
Joe,
they
you know
want to see
here all
and
this bullshit,
that,
right?
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad Cliffy. I'm glad all the ones that just came out, they were saying something because they said it and they don't mind talking about it.
Okay,
and they that's their opinion. So I'm
right
just letting you know.
Right?
Everybody's, you know, so
let me,
I just like
let me
you
stop
go
me
ahead
for a minute.
Part up. Go ahead. You can go ahead.
All right, so listen
you
to this. Let me talk for a minute. So this your whole damn show, but let me talk for a minute, right? So here's the deal. So first of all, Mobtown don't recruit no fucking body. So let's be clear on that. We're some real motherfuckers that do real things, and we don't have to recruit nobody. Killer's a real dude, and he wanted to rock some real people, and that's how the magic was made. The rest of it is history, right? And we don't really owe nobody no explanation. And I don't know what the fuck so many grown men is worrying about another man's doing, what another man's doing, no way. Because where we come from, we don't give a see. There you go. You got that clown again. Here comes the fucking circus again. Right? But where we come from, we don't give a fuck what another grown man is doing. But I don't know how they do it up there. But let me tell you how we do it. We don't give a fuck about what another man is doing. Right? And that's how we move. So that's Mobtown. When it comes to the backline stuff, right, we have formulated something special. But here's what y'all don't know. Majority of the racing comes out of this group. Majority of the races that were in Galat with them guys, those races were locked in with Albert or myself in that group. And here's what we said. We said we will absolutely race each other every day of the week and twice on Sunday. This is what y'all don't know. But separate and apart from that, let's just say that if we did team up with each other, which we're not, whose business is it? Ain't nobody saying nothing, Joe, with your video with the Long Island boys, and y'all been doing that for a long time. Ain't nobody saying nothing when Team North and Gordo recruiting everybody who lives in New Jersey, New York, or Pennsylvania, ain't nobody saying a fucking thing. But when the
boys
no,
no, no, no, you got it all wrong. We ain't talking about recruiting.
I'm going to continue on. The moment you see some strength and togetherness in the CMP, it's a motherfucking problem.
No, Fred, you're getting it wrong. You're getting out of context.
Let him talk, Joe.
But there's no. No, I'm going to get. No, he's thinking of something different.
You get the fuck out of the zone. Let me talk and then you can talk.
Fred, all I'm
going
to do is
I know it's your show.
After that, you can go ahead. You go ahead. I'll let you go back. I don't transbreak nobody. Fred, what you're getting wrong is what they're saying is that now they ain't going to never get to see, say, for example, Killer Rum, one of you guys. That's what they're saying. That's all they were saying. Each one of these guys was saying because they think, wait. Just as I was just telling you, because you're thinking that they're talking about recruiting. They ain't talking about recruiting. They don't care about that. They don't care, but they just want to be able to see that certain race. Okay, Sammy and Badmouth Crew, you know, they actually – actually go at it all the time. They were waiting to see something like that happen, and that's what they're saying. Now they see Tory saying that he want to be part of the thing. So now they said, wow, we ain't going to have that guy to be racing
okay.
him.
Okay.
That's all they're saying.
So
they ain't saying nothing
point.
Else bad. They ain't saying nothing
question.
Bad about nothing
let
else.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, I just want to get you
so
straight
you
on that. That's
point.
All. Now you go ahead. You can go
you
ahead.
You made a valid point, right? You ready?
Hmm?
No,
now you go ahead.
No, listen. Where the fuck were they at when Avon and Killer raced each other 8 or 10 times? If they wanted to see it, where were they at then? Right?
I understand
where were they
that,
at
but
then
they
when
know
every time they were on the same property, they raced each other, right? But the point I'm mm-hmm. making is if it's okay for somebody to strategize and say, okay, here's Team North. You got New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and anybody else to come out of the fucking woodworks, and we are Team North. The moment that you see anything that resembles any togetherness and strength in the DMV, it's a problem. Right?
No.
It's a problem. It's cool when you do it, but it's a problem when we do
it's
it.
A
we
problem
say,
when
fuck
we
em.
Do it. Fuck them.
That's the word. I say fuck them.
No,
right?
It's not.
Because
it's
the
not
reality
the problem.
Is that
listen,
if we,
they,
because
they,
if
they,
we have
listen,
not teamed up,
I'm not
going to
say,
fuck with us.
I'm not going to say, I'm not going to ever
and
say that,
it.
But I'm just going to, this is what I'm going to tell you what I thought they were thinking about. They're saying just like when Ron was going out running, and they thought that they were going to, like when they said Cousins. That's like what Bobby said. I just take exactly what Bobby said. Now, so when they were going to run each other, now they couldn't run. They ain't going to run each other because they're cousins. Because that was said. And that's why they're thinking that all these races that we're going to see, we ain't going to see. So that's all. As long as that's all you're clearing up. It ain't talking about. They don't give a shit about who go where. But when they turn around, you got the person that they know is a rivalry. They're worried about when the rivalry is teaming up. That's what they're saying. They're worried about the rivalry teaming up. That's all they're saying.
But Joe, let me tell you this though. You can't speak for another grown man and how he feel and how he care about it because if that's the case, Jazeer made a whole live feed about it today. So you can't speak for him. You can speak for yourself. But here's what I'm
no,
telling you
listen.
Is.
I don't care because I'm going to run y'all regardless. Now, y'all already know that, so it don't matter.
And here's what I'm telling you.
It don't matter to me. I'm running Mob Town. Listen, we running Mob Town that day. And we even got, listen, and my son, if my son Mustang is intact and ready to go, I'm running Killer that day.
I know, Joe. Why don't you let me talk, though?
But I'm just saying,
we hear you all.
Don't say me. Don't say me.
Hey, we love you to death.
I'm just saying, but don't
give me
because I could care less how they just want to know a question. Everybody's been asking a question,
so this is a show to ask a question,
and
you
can
speak
clear
for
it
another
up.
Man.
I'm saying you can clear it up. That's why I brought it to attention. Since they want to hear it,
okay.
They want to ask the question, now you can answer that. And you answer it. That's why I'm giving you the form.
You
got to
listen to you, and I want you to listen to me. So tell me when you finish.
Go ahead.
All right, so here's the deal. I didn't say you. Right? I said, let these grown men speak for themselves because you may interpret it one way, but they actually mean it another way. Right? So here's what I'm telling you. Right? Here's what I'm telling you. We are not teamed up, but if we do, it is what it is. Right? But the reality of it is that why is anybody worried? Here's what you don't know. We wake up everything in the morning, and guess what? We were telling Marcus and Antoine, I told Antoine when we woke up this morning, don't forget, we're going to be on the same property. You know I'm going to draw on you. You know I'm going to draw on you as soon as I see you Saturday. And guess what? We're going to race. Because ain't nobody else racing. Everybody who's talking about whether we're teamed up or what we're doing, they're not racing, but we are. We are racing. So why is it so important that everybody got to be worried about what the Bad Mouth crew do or Mob Town do when we're not worried about what nobody else does? I don't care what no other team is doing. I don't care what nobody's doing. I don't care what the Long Island boys doing. I don't care what Team North is doing. I wish everybody success. But the reality of it is that when everybody's together on that end, it's cool. We call it Team North. The tri-state area.
Fred, the difference is they getting hung up on wordplay.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's wordplay.
I don't think listen, I'm be real about it. I don't think it's wordplay. I just think they left out for it. That's what I think they think.
So basically,
honestly, let's be real about
what
it.
You just said,
let's be
bro,
real.
Wordplay.
I'm just
going to
say it just like this here. That's
about,
what I feel like they think it is.
It's
that's all
it,
if you ask,
it,
I ain't saying wordplay. I really think
it.
Because, okay, Sammy went to Bad Mouth, then they said Killer because they know Killer always want to race. That's the only reason why I think they think.
Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
What the fuck?
What the fuck headset you got on today, Joe? You still can't hear when somebody trying to talk
listen,
to you, man.
Go ahead, man.
You
go
just,
with that shit.
He just said.
No, I'm just telling you.
No, you just
listen.
You just
all those guys that came
said,
on here, and listen, Bobby came on, all of them, they want to say something, they will say it. Everybody got their opinion. They can feel like they were. You can talk to them, and that's it. They all said something, and that's it. They all feel the same way.
But Joe,
that's the only reason why they were right, feeling.
But
that's
Joe,
all.
This is what I'm saying, Joe. You just said.
But Joe,
about,
you keep saying what they said. You're not letting them speak. If they men, let them say what they got to say.
They didn't speak, and that's what you heard. Listen, hold up. Hold up. Bobby spoke. Jazeera spoke. Clippy spoke. That's
okay,
it. And I got five more mics I got to open up real quick. I'm going to let them speak, too.
You said you got three people on here with three duds. Man, put somebody out here with some credibility. That's doing something in the damn game. God damn.
Oh, man.
I'm not even
going to pay them.
No. God damn. You ain't saying nothing. I mean, God damn. Why is everybody worried what the fuck's going on? If you ain't racist, sit down, shut the fuck up, put the panties a bunch, and bet on the side. Simple. Fuck all the dumb shit. All right,
let me open up this mic. I'm going to open up this mic right now. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, what's up, Jeff?
I don't know.
I'm just listening to
they were talking about cousin this, cousin that, and they're not going to see this race or see that race because they teaming up. It's just that's just wordplay. That cousin
I didn't understand that.
You wanna say anything on this Jeff at all or no?
To me?
Yeah, you got anything to say on this one though?
Yeah, if you got to join a team, you're a pussy. How about that? That's all I got to tell you.
Hey, Jeff, you must be a pussy. You and Tim, you and Sammy, you've been Team International, pussy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm
a pussy. And I said it, you ugly motherfucking Indian.
Oh, you bunch of goddamn pussy. Hey, Freddie.
What's
hey,
up,
Freddie.
Jeff?
Listen,
what's up, Jeff?
I mean, listen, you, Avon, and Ricky, you got to be a team because you all work together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, we mob down for life.
Right. You know, and I got, you know, me and goddamn Drell and my boy, you know, fuck, when I work for my car, Jack Ford. We all work on the car together.
Jack,
and we get a ticket.
Jack.
But anybody else going to join my team, fuck all you motherfuckers, slow motherfuckers on there. Everybody on here races all the time because you're fucking slow. And you run your fucking mouth.
Hey, Jeff.
Shut the fuck up and listen to Joe.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
You running your mouth, but did you say Uncle Ruck is his punk out?
They don't a lot of no. He from last time.
What's his name? Jeff Rogers and all them guys calling each other pussies and all this other kind of shit.
Yo, somebody got to
I got to ask you a question. If you ain't talking,
That's you, Zeus. Let me find your mic.
John Z, I just got you. Zeus
back there. Zeus back there,
Hold on. But is it true, John Z, you say you own Fred, don't go get them, but did you ask for all three?
No, he told me, what do I feel is fair? I said, well, let's start at all three. He said, pick two. I picked two. He said, I'm going to get back to you. He never got back to me about that. Now it's pick one.
No, he's a lying motherfucker. And I
now
said it.
You
got the one
said,
and
like
one.
You
got the one and one.
Said,
and if you,
shit.
Listen, you got the one and one short with it or move out the way. Because I'm going to tell you this. I never wake up and say, you know what, I want to reach this here. You're not even relevant to me.
No,
you're in your lane, I'm in mine. So stay in your lane. Then
you're
fucking
you said
angry.
I'm not what? I'm not
you
what?
Heard what I said.
Not,
I ain't never stuttered. You heard what
you
I said.
I'm not what? I didn't hear that.
He said you not relevant.
He said you're not relevant.
You're a kid.
Yo, hold on. Let me talk first. I'll let you.
show is off. Let me talk now. Fred has never did what I did, even in the little bit of races that I've done. He's never done what I've done. He's never bet what I bet. He just talk about money. He never put out money.
Let me tell you
He's never
something,
sit
man.
Up here and bet for money.
You
talk
don't
about
know what
that. You have
I'm
never bet a quarter of what I've bet
by investment right now.
You can't even
I'm
fuck
tell
you
the investment.
You can't,
you can't
fuck
that money shit to me, and I'm going to go on mute.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to go on mute. But you can't talk
yeah,
that money shit to me. I'm going
to
spare you the embarrassment.
Like
I'm
going
to spare you the embarrassment.
Don't talk like that, Fred.
Like
don't talk like that.
I ain't relevant.
Stay what? Open, baby. Stay
hey,
open.
Fred ain't never did what I did. And that's on a radio show. Run the tape back. He ain't never did what I did. The biggest thing he did was
okay.
hold my
okay.
fucking pot.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this,
Jazzy. The biggest thing he did with money was hold my pot.
We raised for 30,000. We raised for 30,000, motherfucker. 15 years ago,
man,
what the fuck you talking about?
Here,
and you have 13 dragway.
Here,
you sound fucking stupid, you little young kid. You better stay
man.
In a fucking child's
Fred,
place.
Fred,
pussy.
You my man, but I want your ass. I want
fuck
your
you.
Ass.
Want that?
I'm gonna come the same
Y'all
way you said, and you ain't gonna fuck with me. I bet
hey,
you ain't gonna
I'm
gonna
go ahead
way.
And get off of here before I lose it and black out on these clowns.
Lose it. Lose it.
Hey,
lose
if
it.
I just,
yeah,
but let me say this.
I,
lot,
a,
I hear a lot of y'all guys.
Lose it.
I hear a lot of y'all
lose
guys
it.
Talk about
lose
this
it.
Money that y'all betting, but you know, not everybody bet that money. So that's really
right,
irrelevant.
Look,
about how much money
but,
that you bet.
And most people
don't
really don't
hold
got
on,
it.
Hold
they got a bar
of
somebody or get a loan from somewhere. They really don't got it.
Let me finish. Let me finish, John. Let me finish.
Can I speak?
Hold on. I'm gonna let
you
speak. Hold on, John.
Can I speak?
Okay, but hold on. See one thing about it, though, John. Oh, Jazeel, hold on. I got you, bro. I'm going to let you say it. But I don't understand why y'all keep throwing up all this money on how much you used to do and what you used to do and how much money you bet. Hey, I read about what you did. Okay, that's cool. But what do that guy do with
his name? It has nothing to do with that.
Not bet
it has
that
nothing to do with
a
that.
Lot of people not
it,
bet that
much. I don't
lose
just
it.
Talk about it.
Go
I
ahead.
Do it. I don't just talk about it. I do
Go
it.
Ahead,
that's the difference.
Congratulations.
Okay, John Zill, you bet somebody you ran for 100,000. Okay, that's cool. So if Fred want to run somebody for that, and they said, man, I ain't got that much, what
you
do you want him
want
to do? He
it,
can't.
You can go ahead, bro. You
no,
you
no, I'm
just
asking
it,
you a question.
You
I'm asking you a question.
Saying, bro, and I'm speaking perfect English for you to hear me, too.
But I'm asking you,
you
a question.
Like
you I'm asking you a question. That's what I was doing, asking you a question.
No,
so evidently,
you
don't understand a question from a statement. I say, John Zell, what happened if he wants to bet $50,000 and the person don't want to bet that money? What do he do then? I'm asking you.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. But what I said
but that's
was,
all I
asked.
That's all I
asked. Hey, look.
Hey, Albert,
hey,
you know
hey,
my preference
hey,
is.
Albert, if I know you only raised
$500,
why the fuck would I offer you a $5,000 raise? That's a duck.
You,
that's a
I'm not
that's
saying nobody would run
Fred
for that money. John Zell, I would never say that you would never run for any. I just said nobody will ever say that.
Too much.
Okay, I know you, but I'm saying. Okay, Jazzy, all I'm saying is, it's not too many people left in this game that's going to run for that type of money. That's all I'm saying.
It's not even about the money. It's not really about the money so much.
You don't know that.
Yo, if you look at all these radio shows 9 times out of 10, I'm not even the one that bring up money no more. Fred and them would be like, oh, whatever
John
you and your dad and them
the
get up.
The only ones that really,
whatever you and your dad and them
the ones
I don't
that really
that.
Run for that type of
but
money.
You gonna talk that to
I
me,
understand
I'm
what you're saying.
The energy. That's what I'm trying to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, reciprocate. But I'm saying, all the ones that really run for that money now is what Mario, Herb, and all them down there. You don't find too many people running for that type of money no more.
No, Abba,
so I got a question. If it ain't about the money, why is the money being brought up?
Exactly. Why is he talking about, man, I run for back what I did. I'm not one-sided. I'm just asking you a question. What do you do
all I said was, he said I'm not relevant. I said, how the fuck am I not relevant? How am I not relevant? How?
You're really not relevant.
How?
Who have you ran in the last 3 years?
Oh, man.
Fred, I'm gonna tell
you
something.
Marcus,
you sound like that
other
stupid
truck. I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question.
That's my preference.
Who have you ran? That's your preference. Your preference is being relevant right now, and you're not relevant. So instead of you sitting here talking about how you're not relevant, then start racing to people. Then you'll be relevant.
I'm gonna give you an example. Y'all ran all fucking day. I ran one race for the same amount of money that y'all ran
all that money with you talking
about
stupid shit.
That's my preference. So I'm not judging y'all. Why are you judging
me? Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on. Hold on, let me ask you this. Let's cut the mustard real quick. Is you going to be an MRR this weekend, dog?
No, I'm not. I never said I'm going to be there.
So you're in the show just to be a part of the tactic about people teaming up. Hey, come on, man.
About people teaming up.
Stop talking about the irrelevant bullshit.
You taking shit too literal. I'm just stirring the pot so I can get what I want, which is action. That's it.
You're not going to get what you want unless you give them that food.
I'm trying to create rivalries instead of friendships. That's all I'm trying to do, because I don't have no friends. Fuck all of y'all. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all.
When we own the property, all you're going to do is beg. That's all you're going to do.
All right, let me give this. I don't ask.
You come to track with slow cars. That's all you race is driving slow cars. So how can you talk to a motherfucker that's doing better than you?
I'm never going to make sense.
Come on, man.
I'm never going to make sense to these cars because they don't understand how I race.
When you come from equal set, that's the problem. When you come from equal set, you
y'all,
ain't damn
y'all
no racist.
Do what we did already. That's why it don't excite me.
You talking about shit y'all did 20 years ago, man.
So it's hard to excite motherfuckers that already did that.
Okay, let me ask you this, that's just like a motherfucker that ain't never had no money before, and they trying to get some money, that's all they talk about. Man, that shit old, dog.
Don't get in the business.
I said, I don't care how nobody else does their racing. I gave.
I don't care what he got to say.
He said he ain't doing nothing. That's y'all preference on how y'all race. Hold on, Marcus, hold tight.
Are you looking for a race, Jazier?
Motherfuckers say this shit on the radio show, and they
don't know what I said.
This type of shit never happened.
You heard what I said.
Motherfuckers meeting that shop.
You heard what I said.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm going to race. Y'all keep it racing. That's it, man. Whatever.
When he tried to talk a motherfucker about some race or some money and all that shit, then when the motherfucker throw some shit back on him, he trying to get bad like he's Superman.
But you got to take that tape off of you.
I'm not scared of you. I can never buy you. I never even say nothing about that. They bring that up. Hey, Jazier, are you looking for a race? You just want to be against me so bad. I want you to race, brother. Listen, I want you to race and stop running your fucking mouth. I want you to race and stop running your fucking mouth.
I don't
want
to spend $1,000 to come race for 500. I don't.
Why are you in the show then?
Because I
fell the
fuck back.
No, that's why you don't have a car.
I choose not to.
Ah, man.
Don't excite me, bro. Man, listen.
You can't even pay back the money that you borrowed to get your own program. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk that shit to me.
I didn't borrow no fucking money for no program.
Okay. Yeah, you right. How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? Let's be in the background. I'll tell you what. Get some money. I ain't buying shit. They ain't with the people that you borrowed the money from, so I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker. Tell them to get the fuck. Okay. Hey, don't tell me. We know your Hennessy,
man.
We know your Hennessy, man. You can't.
Come to
Hey, you put in stepping the same tracks I was running into, bro.
Exactly.
You better shut up for a while.
Damn, man. They can speak for
you can't step in the same tracks that I run into. You can't step in the same tracks that I run into. Stop it.
Hit the fucking one button.
Stop it.
It's just for every
Stop it. I'll tell you what. Go live and show me something then.
Go live and show you what?
Mouse.
Show me what?
Show me your race car. Show me your race car.
Show you my race car. I'm going to show you my race car for what? I'm going to show you my race car.
Man, hey, man,
what
good, bro. I'm on mute. Prove my point. I proved my point. I'm on mute.
What I'm going to show you my race car for? For what?
I don't say you figure I was one side. I was just asking a question. I ain't figured that one out yet.
Keep trying to figure it out.
You're right.
Okay.
Listen,
I know everybody races. I'm just being real about it. I know some people race for 1,000, whatever. Some race 5, some race 50.
That's it. Whatever they want to race for.
It wasn't even about. I don't think it was about that. I think everybody got off track right now. Both of them, you know, everybody's helping.
Hey, show enough.
You just look way off.
That's all I'm saying. It wasn't about no money. I was trying to figure out how am I not relevant. How do you call me irrelevant and then you're relevant? I never said nobody is irrelevant. Everybody's on a different level. I'm not.
Hey,
I was just trying to ask.
If you cry, what the baby going to do? Where? If you cry, what the baby going to do? Shut that shit up.
I was just trying to ask if John Deere was looking for a race. That's all.
Because that's all. This the only shit you like.
Hey, listen. In similar terms, John Deere, this Rick right here. When motherfuckers saying you irrelevant and you saying it yourself, that you choose not to have a car, you choose not to race, and you choose not to race for under a certain amount of money because it don't make sense to you. So because you're not racing, that's why people saying that you irrelevant because you ain't doing shit.
It ain't no jab or no stripe.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I don't have nothing out there on my own right now.
Listen,
I've had six race cars out and debuted. What the fuck are you talking about? How does that make me irrelevant?
No,
I don't keep shit. I don't keep nothing.
Jazzy, I'm trying to help you understand why somebody said what they said to you. That's all.
I'm trying to make you realize that it's some bullshit he said to me.
Rick, he too has
If that's
how
you feel, that's your opinion. You asked the question.
Rick,
I'm giving you the fucking answer, but you're not trying to
give
an opinion.
All right, so I asked Fred, how the fuck am I irrelevant and he's relevant? Did I get an answer yet? No, he got off the fucking phone because he's weak as hell.
Listen,
if you gonna say
he's big state farm, man.
Hey, Ricky, can you hear me? Hey, listen, I'm not going back and forth with no guys there. You know that's not my style.
Right,
I don't care whether he's relevant or irrelevant or not. I don't care about none of that.
You just said how? For what?
I don't care.
We having a conversation.
You said what?
You said you were going to lose your shit. I said lose your shit for what?
Man, listen,
we having a conversation.
Listen, dog, you good. Do you?
You went
And
left.
I wish you the best
you
in your
went
lane.
Bro.
Man, listen. You don't even know me like that to know whether I went left
or not. I'm just saying.
Talk.
Don't be the calm motherfucker now. You just talking about, oh, you going to lose your shit. Lose your
man,
shit for what?
I said fuck you a while ago, and I meant it now. Fuck you. I ain't got to be kind,
too.
Motherfucker.
Hey, look, I respect that. I respect it.
Listen,
but don't
man,
act
you got
like
me
I went
fucked
left.
Up,
you
dog.
Went
I'm not one of them. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going back and forth from no
man. I don't give a fuck who you are, bro. To be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck who you
so
are, bro.
Guess what?
Real talk.
Have a great night, brother.
You ain't saying
y'all can carry on.
Word to me, bro.
Man, listen.
Hold on a second, you guys. Let me open up a mic. But I know everybody got their own opinions. I know it's kind of like went left on that. I want to keep it to the other thing. But the topic was honestly tell the truth. What they wanted to know is if we're going to be able to get to see some of these races that now they join teammates, so now they you know, have to see them. And that's what happened with the last race. Because the guys end up running around against teammates. And when you be a teammate, now you never get to race. That's all it was.
You know what I tell fans that they want to see race?
Hold on,
Joe.
They were just asking about certain races, the one they know at the rivalry.
You know what I tell fans?
I got
to want to see a race. You know what I tell them?
Oh, you know what I tell fans? I say, man, I want to see that. Then why don't you go put money in them programs, and then they might race for you? How can a fan tell
you? Just talking about, listen, not Albert, you're getting off the chance, too. I'm just saying the guys that was arguing all the time, like Marcus against Sammy, they always wanted to race each other. Now suddenly, like, say, now they're teammates. You know, you're not, you know, you're going to see, you know what, that's all he was asking. Is they ever going to sit race? That's all they're saying.
Yeah, please. They
say nothing bad. They saying, will they ever get to that race? That's all they're talking about.
Hey, hold on, Rick. Let me get this out real quick.
Tell them they're not going to see it. I'm going on ahead with the next mic. I'm just going to open up the next one, keep it going.
These guys want to ask
a question. They asked it. OG Bobby came on and asked it. Cliffy Gunn said he wanted to ask it. Jazia wanted to say what they asked it. It was a couple more. I just got to open up their mics, and they was asking a question. Will they get to see that? See the race that they never get to see now? They asked about Curry. You know, will he better? Curry cleared it up and said he's not part of it. But he will race him. But that's all. That's all they're asking. As a fan or a racer, they can ask those questions. Be asked to see was it? Will they ever get to see the race? Ain't nothing wrong with asking a question like that. It was nothing
this
bad.
This is what I'm trying to ask for you, Joe. Then why didn't you present the question that way instead of saying team people joining teams?
Hold up. As like cousins and teams, that's what they were talking. Those they know that team, they're the team together. So now they'll never get to see the race. That's what they're saying. Every last one of them was saying the same thing. That's what I was saying. Just like with LeBron, when they went in there, they said cousins. Now everybody just said, damn man, we ain't gonna run them now. We wanted to see LeBron. We're gonna make him. We're gonna win. That's all it was. That's all they're talking about.
Every last one of them was saying it.
That's all. So I'm gonna move on to the next one. I'm done, Rick. I'm ready to shut the shit down. Really, honestly, tell you the truth. Because honestly, everybody's getting out of content and getting out mad about each other. And well, it was a
they're
simple.
They're not getting out
English.
Of content. It's because what
you're saying. I'm just telling you right now. I'm gonna tell you straight out. I understand a lot of the frustration when sometimes everybody talks the trash talk. I don't care what nobody says. This is my fucking show. And I'm going to say it like I say it. I can understand people getting out of content sometimes and get the cross thing and want to get it up wrong and the word wrong and whatever. But everybody knew what they meant. Everybody knew what they meant. Come on. It was nothing else meant no harm. It was no harm meant at all. No harm, no foul.
I'm gonna tell you straight out like that.
I don't want to see Fred and Jazia if they be arguing or nothing, mad at each other or no stupid shit over something dumb.
Wait.
I'm just. I know what trash talk is. I know when certain things get to a point, and like I can see Fred was upset a little bit, and I can see Jazia was upset. Certain things we draw a medium. That's it. I'm just saying straight out. I don't care what nobody else,
welcome
anybody, because they on fucking show, but I don't draw no fights up there like that. I draw the line, and you got to say something. And it's done. That's all. It is. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. How about that? And you heard what I said.
No.
That's how it's going to be. I don't care. That's how it's going to be. They're going to talk, and they're going to have a good friendship, and that's going to be. We coming down, April, and down at Fred's race. We're going to support it like we're supposed to. I ain't got time for when they be up there arguing and fussing, and somebody don't want to do it somewhere. We're going together, and we're going to have a race, and not only does it say, how can I race this one now that they're supposed to be friends? How can I do this? Is it supposed to be my teammate? That's all it is.
No.
That's all
they're
talking about.
How can we be friends? Can we all
be
friends? How can we be friends? Can we all be friends?
Let's Fred talk. Go ahead, Fred.
Let me ask you this question. I've been trying to answer for the last 5 minutes.
I thought you were Fred. I'm sorry, my bad.
No. What gave you the ideal, or who told you that I was with
Russia?
No.
Man, don't even worry about it. I'm just telling you right now, everybody, I didn't even open up the rest of the mics.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that shit. My
they can't open up the rest of the mics, bro, because they all thinking like, you know, they asking questions. Let them go ahead and say it. Ain't no need me saying it. Let them say it.
Can I say one thing?
Let me open up the mics now. I'm going to open up your mics right now.
When you,
so
spend,
you can,
hold
you
on.
Can
when
ask.
You spend shit, it gets splattered on you. When you spend shit, it gets splattered on you. So don't get mad.
Open up the mic, Joe. Can I say one thing?
You said
it.
You
think you
mean it.
Forget it, bro. Forget it, bro. I'm opening up the mics. I'm done. Hold up. 516-3580. Your mic is open. 516-3580. Your mic is open.
Okay.
Hello.
516-3580.
Your mic is open. All right. I'm hanging that mic up.
Yeah.
What's the next
one? Go to the next one.
770-6167.
Hey, what's up there, Joe? Joe, I want to change.
What's going on, Walter Man? And Walter Man, why you on here right now?
Like
I told everybody, they can't go by the weather by just this percentage, because sometimes you got to look at the percentage, and it could be 2 o'clock in the morning, it could be early morning, and then they just say 70% rain, and the rest of the day could be dry. So before you go and even close something and say it's all rain, make sure you look at that first. That's what we always do.
Okay, also, Joe, I want to say also, Joe, mm-hmm. next time you let this guy that jumped up and hollered about it, the track is closed that day and the weather is 50 degrees, if he's not renting that track himself and paying for it,
let's stop trying to open that track up with zero degrees weather.
It's on me.
No. And let's just say this, Walter Man, and like this here. When we used to race in Akron and everything, that was horsepower weather for us, and 50 degrees was nothing for us to race in. Now so we got to be prima donnas, we got to be 70 degrees or you know, better. You know, right
I mean,
now, 50 degree weather, we race all day long. The track's good, we race it.
Joe, the race is canceled, which I appreciate what Cliff said. The race ain't canceled to Walter tell me it's canceled. That's how people mislead people, and people get lose their deposits. Mm-hmm. They jump and tell another person the race is canceled, and I find out the race ain't canceled.
The race
so
ain't
really,
canceled right now.
Future,
so,
in the future, please, when I'm having a show, if you don't have it for me and my son, don't tell nobody the show is canceled until you have one of us is canceled, you know.
There you go.
And also, Joe,
right.
What I would like to say to you, if they have in their heart, just pray for my son. He had a stroke. And so, you know, I hope everybody ever break down their heart and give them all the blessing they can. Thank you.
Now, which son,
yeah,
Walter? Which son?
One tried the car.
Oh, man. Man. Whoa. Man, we're praying for him.
Damn.
Don't like to hear nothing like that. Yeah,
I mean,
don't do not like, you know, like
people that not just do it in the hospital, like you said. Why are they saying it's canceled before you said it's canceled? Like, like they're paying for the show. They're not paying for the show, you know, and not renting the track. So if lost their renting the track, please, in the future, like I said, in the future, let me be the one saying it's canceled, not nobody else.
I'll say it as a promoter, and I'll say it. There's a lot of promoters on here right now. You get a lot of guys that are ready to throw the weather report out first. Make sure you look at everything, because sometimes people throw something out there and then people think, well, I ain't going now because it's supposed to rain. You got to see when it rains. It could say 70%. It could be at 12 o'clock. It could be at 3 o'clock in the morning before the track even opened up. It could be any time. Before you do, please look at that before.
Because
it hurts. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth. And this is what gets me. A lot of people don't realize what goes on.
Let the man talk, Joe.
I'm just going to say this here. Let me do what I got to say. I'm going to just tell you just like this. Walter Man, whoever the promoters are, always lay their money out. All right? I don't care if it's me or whoever. We lay our money out. When you go out there and do that, you're actually hating on that man's race and actually hurting that man's race. And Walter Man knows what I'm talking about. That rain, that one person that goes back saying some dumb shit like that can kill the whole freaking show. And then meanwhile, he's
saying that
person. Nobody's helping him.
The first thing, Joe, that said that call wasn't coming anyway.
Hold on, everybody.
You know,
Let Walter talk. Let Walter talk. Go ahead. It's his show. Go ahead, Walter. Everybody be quiet.
The problem wasn't coming anyway. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, in the future, like I said, I appreciate it. In the future, if I have a show, I don't care if it's snowing. Let me be the one that's saying that the track is closed on that particular day. any money got to be paid out for that track, they're not going to help me pay it. Only one who helped me pay it is my family. So thank you, Joe, for letting me get out of that, getting that out.
No. And
Hold on, Joe.
Y'all need to listen to the promoter, like Walter said. And he's the one that's paying for it. So if he hasn't called it, don't go by nobody. Now, two, James, you keep saying let him talk. When you pay for this show, then you can tell somebody to let somebody talk. All right? Y'all keep talking about let him talk. None of y'all pay for this. Joe pays for this out of his pocket every week. So when you put some money up, then you tell somebody to let him talk.
Let me say something to you, Fat Albert. First of all, you can't tell me shit about what I want to say. Second of all,
let him talk. I don't know what that pays for.
I said let the man talk.
When you pay for something,
we talking about
pay for something, Joe.
I said let the man talk.
We gave him time to talk. And we're going to let Walter talk. But I can tell you, let him talk, Joe. When you fucking pay for it,
girl,
then you can tell somebody.
I said,
well, you get the fuck off of there, nigga. You can get the fuck off there.
He's talking about his show.
God damn it. We was going to let Walter get it out. I want Walter to get out because it's his show. But we don't need you to tell him, let him talk, Joe. You don't pay for this every week.
You don't pay for it.
You don't put that goddamn down easy.
You
don't know what
like
the fuck
me
and Joe do.
You are just
you don't
like
know
me.
What me and fucking
you ain't
Joe
paying
do.
For shit.
You know what me and
you
Joe do.
You ain't paying for shit.
But I tell you,
you
what,
just
if
like
he
me.
Had to choose between me, I tell you what. You want me to show you what I can do? Joe, hang him the fuck up. I'm going to show you what I can do. How about that, motherfucker?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. He's been my co-host for a while, for the longest, and he's been my friend. With a lot of things we do that a lot of people don't know about, and I don't tell nobody. Certain businesses we keep to ourselves.
He don't have to know what we do, Joe.
About. I'm not going
to
tell y'all.
He don't know any goddamn thing. Somebody
Even though the rain didn't come in or whatever, it's too cold. It's 57 degrees. So,
okay.
Right. Ain't gonna tell somebody. I'm gonna bring the car to the truck. Have you on the shoulder? Didn't bring nothing up in the stands recording live. Look, talking about what he done. The fakest race I ever done more than my
you. I've done more than you.
I've
done more than you in the last 4 years.
DJ Clear. DJ Clear. All you good for doing live feeds. That's all you good for.
Since I've known
you,
you've been talking about.
When
I be
hanging
the phone
up with that mystery call
that ain't never got out.
Hang the phone up.
Ain't never got out.
Hey, what have you done in the last 4 years?
Ain't never got out. He ain't got a phone call. He ain't never got out.
That's all.
We ain't even seen this car that he's talking about.
I need a test at the show. Was that the show I ain't get? Man, get the fuck out of the most best race I ever seen in my life. Nigga ain't got
I just want to know what was done in the last 4 years.
Be quiet.
Come here.
Mark was right. You is one-sided.
Ain't done a damn thing.
Mark was right. You is one-sided. I give it to him. I don't say he right often, but he right about that.
Ain't locked nothing in. Sit on with me.
You ain't locked nothing in. You ain't locked nothing in.
Time with a fake-ass.
The last time he locked something in was with Peanut and didn't even pay off.
Boom.
Damn.
Who didn't pay off the Peanut?
Last time he was on the phone, we had to call
him.
I don't
the
know
one talking
he
now.
Hung up.
The one talking now.
Get out of here. Go ahead on.
Oh, shit.
Right, so, James, you said you done more than he done in the last 4 days. What you done?
Ain't nothing but the most precious ass race I ever seen in my life.
Okay, you said you done more than him. What have you done in 4 years? When?
The last 4 years, I have raced Jason. I raced Cliff.
Jason
I raced
who?
ODB twice. In the last 4 years, what did he race? Who did he race? Name one person he raced.
Oh! I step back. I don't get on these shows and act like I'm gonna lock somebody in and don't do it.
Did he
you
race?
You do that very
who
well.
Who did he race? You ask me. Ask him.
No, I ain't asking him
ask
nothing.
Him.
You said it. I'm asking you because you said it.
I said it.
He ain't
saying
nothing.
I answered it. He the one said I ain't did shit. He ain't
you,
did
you would it. Not race none of the guys race. You wouldn't race
he
nine
ain't
eight
did
one.
Shit. Not one race. He ain't did shit. Nothing.
Well,
absolutely nothing.
I ran naked lady, short dog, facing gray, Jimmy.
You ain't get in the last 4 years. You ain't raced them in the last 4 years. You ain't raced them in the last 4 years. Stop that
line. You know what? Like I said, you ass good. A fake ass racer that ain't done shit.
But I'm
going to
tell
somebody
I'm just as fake as you.
And
I'm just as fake as you.
Okay.
How about that? I'm
fake
as
you. Hey, fuck all that, James. You said some shit that about you to fuck me up based on how I look. Now
no,
you're
I didn't
ready.
Say that.
So let's,
I didn't say that.
So let's go ahead and lock
that.
Something and head
no.
up. Be,
somebody,
be a man
somebody
and stand
told,
up
tall. Apparently somebody told you a lie. I never said it.
Nah, because multiple people told me that
if
don't
you'd
know
have heard
stuff,
it,
so.
Hey, Tricky Ricky, if you'd have heard it, you'd have heard it from me. Nobody
all
else.
Well, I'm trying to hear from you. So now that you got your car together and you said what you said, let's go ahead and
I'll
lock something
that,
and head
I'll
up.
I'll take that
you,
spot that you
no,
offered.
No, I said head up. Head up. I'm
I'll
slow,
take
right?
That
my
spot
shit fucked up. Remember?
That you offered me.
He going to hang up, Rick. He going to hang up like he always do.
I ain't going to hang up. I'm still here. I'll take that spot you offered.
You got to stand up like a man now, Jane.
I tell you what. I'm going to stand up like a man. I'm going to come with a car just like yours.
No,
you're
going
like
to come with your car.
No.
You're going to come with your car.
I'm going to come with a car.
Yeah.
Just like yours.
No, you're going to come with
your
car.
And stand up like a man. Since you want to run head
no,
up.
No,
you're
going you
to
come
you
with your
run
car.
Head up.
Because you're the one
since
on here
you
running
head
your mouth
up.
About your shit.
You, I didn't run my mouth about nothing about me and you.
You're
the only one running your mouth about me and you.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get you locked in like a man.
Well, I can lock
you
up.
You've been begging for
that,
a spot.
Give me that spot you offered me like a man. Man up and give me that
now,
spot. Man up and give me that spot.
Me giving you a spot ain't me manning up. I'm the man. I'm already the man.
Man up and
spot,
give me that spot. You was talking that talk, walk the walk.
You was a no-show. I
you was
the walk,
talking
talk
that
talk.
Talk and walking. Now it's time to walk that walk.
You missed your time, James. What the fuck you mean it's now time? Your
I didn't
time
miss my
fast.
Time. I don't, listen.
You
I didn't
miss
my
it.
Time.
Did you show up
to
North versus Southwood?
I didn't,
money?
Listen. I didn't,
did you show
I
up
miss
at
my
North
time.
Versus
Southwood?
Who's the master?
I didn't man. Miss my time. I ain't got to race you.
Who's the
you
master?
You ain't the only person out here to race. You ain't the only person out here to race. I ain't got to race you.
You don't have to race me, James.
Simple
you ain't going to race
simple
me and no motherfucking body else. You
simple
the prime
that.
Example of a motherfucker that's getting on the show and on
okay.
other shit.
I didn't get on the
talk.
Show. The whole time we was
nobody.
Locked in, the so, whole time we was locked
yes, you
in,
did.
Was I on the
yes,
show?
Yes, you did.
Was I on the show?
Yes,
talking
you did.
Shit?
Yes, you
no,
did because you got on the show, no, you and Paul, to correct Mark about
no,
the shit that he said, nigga. So don't say that you didn't get on the show.
No. That's because y'all
yeah.
kept bringing it up. Every fucking week you bring it up. Every
who kept bringing
week.
It up? You
not
just
me.
Asked, was you on the show?
You.
Yeah, yeah. Now you said, oh, you got on the show.
You
come
said
on, man, you
I could not
you
win. You told a man I could not win. Give me the spot. Let's see.
You can't.
Give me the spot.
You came up with some bullshit-ass excuse about
give
why you couldn't make
spot.
It because your car broke.
And I did break.
I'm going to give you a spot.
Give me the spot.
Your spot in the
give
other
me
lane.
That spot. Give me that spot that you said I could not win.
I'm
going
to give you a spot. I'm gonna give you.
And
I'm gonna give you the other lane. That's your spot.
Hey, Rick, he still ain't gonna do it. He still ain't gonna do it, Rick.
I know.
You waste your fucking time. Bro.
I'm going
he's
back to eat my barbecue chicken.
He ain't gonna do shit. You wasting your breath.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Keep on along.
Zeus was just trying to lock you in. You won't even lock him in.
No, I'm not gonna lock Zeus in.
You bet not. You did the right thing.
Joe, you got to get some of these duds off the line.
Man, I know he's irrelevant.
Hold on. Listen. 757.
Hey, Joe, they said open his mic.
Is he on a private line?
I don't know what line he's on.
Yeah, tell him to give me it. So I'm looking at his number, and I ain't see it up here. I'm looking at, I know his number. Hold on. DJ, text me the number that you want, what line you want, because I can't see no 6753. I don't see that.
Hey, Joe, open my mic up, man.
Your mic open?
Your mic is open.
Oh, shit, I was just checking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. CJ, I don't know what mic you on because I got your number at 6753 and I don't see it up here.
He don't know if the stock's suspension. He said he on 6753, Joe.
Is he on 67 maybe because I see a bunch of ones. I don't open up those ones because then you get these crank calls and stuff. That's why I don't open up them ones. If he got it. Come call. He's not on. It's not up.
It's if one, anything,
hit the one button and hit it back on.
I guess he can hit you because he texted me.
Antoine, you little shit only getting locked on the back line chat, man. Come on now.
I thought it was goddamn all this testosterone and goddamn ego shit going on. Goddamn.
Hey, motherfuckers crowd at the back line chat and talking to. The races gonna happen, but that shit get popping on our ass. Goddamn, you look, we got 15, 20 races locked from that.
15, 20 races.
You get on these talk shows, and motherfuckers just getting their feelings, and goddamn, want to fight and talk about money. Fuck the money. Goddamn, everybody got money. Put that shit to the side and get in the motherfucking beans. Stop all that motherfucking egotistic ass racing.
Oh, yes, playing that.
All right, hold on. I got another.
But this one thing you ain't said, Marcus. You motherfuckers on the back line don't give shows, all right? That's why people go on shows.
What you say, Cliff?
Oh,
Uncle Cliff, what you say, Uncle Cliff?
I'm not going to repeat it, Marcus, because you keep
talking. Hold on, let me open up this mic.
No, I'm not here to argue with you. I just want to hear what you said.
No. I'm going to try to explain to you. We ain't going to argue because ain't no need to argue. It just seems like y'all trying to make, like, backline shows is important. But before these backline shows, you got people that give these shows. And you know what? They're the ones that, you know what, that I kind of like got to give leverage to and respect to. I'm going to keep it real, no matter who they are.
Hey, I'm not shooting. Hey, Cliff, I'm not shooting. I'm not shooting Joe Gray's show bell. I'm not shooting Lenny Dog's show bell. I'm not shooting. Hold up. Let me say something real quick. And you got it. Listen, I'm not shooting none of those shows down, right? But this is what I can tell you. When we become the topic of the discussion because of what we got going on, then I got to get on their ass. It's just that simple. Period.
Okay.
So
okay.
unless somebody can top what we doing in the back chat, well, I speak on it. Y'all ain't topping it. All y'all right. Ain't doing what we doing.
Okay. All right. Understood then.
And that's not the
name.
Yo.
05, your mic is open.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, got Santa Claus on here.
Santa Claus. I heard my lawyer pays me earlier. I don't know what y'all boys been drinking tonight, but y'all been on one tonight for a thread. Day and morning.
I'm big on that Fred Sriracha pineapple tonight, driver.
Big Fred, the snap, hit Clippy and Jazzy, what a guy.
I think somebody spiked the eggnog.
They spiked the eggnog.
Hey, Joe.
Man,
yeah.
Can
you call CJ? I try to get him on, but it keep hanging alive.
I'm on here right now.
Man, I don't even see him on here.
Oh, okay. He on now. He on, Joe. He on. There you go.
Tell James he got that race. Now I bet my own fucking money. We can do it this weekend. You out the money by 1,000. You got the same race. Since you want to keep playing Big Willie.
It ain't going to happen.
Hello?
James.
You got to call the girl. The girl said he ain't going to be there. He's not here. James not here right now.
Hey, I got another question. Since Joe had a topic, I got a question. Hey, Joe, I want you to answer this for me, right? How come the ones that eight teammates, officially teammates with somebody that they cool with them, how come they ain't racing them people?
My bad, dog.
Say it again, Marcus.
How come the ones that eight officially teammates that they cool with motherfuckers, how come they won't win them?
Well, that's what I was saying. I want to see these jokers start running.
Put a name
even
on
though
it.
You cool, you can run them.
All right. The name is View Central and Martell. You ain't team with Martell. Why you won't run Avon?
You'll never see it.
Oh, hold up. Ask them, Joe. Ask them why. Because that's someone, man.
I don't got to answer no fucking body. I said you'll never see it.
Oh. Joe, can you make some sense to that? I'm on me.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me open up another mic, you guys. 410-2045. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe. What's up, everybody? I just want
How's everything?
Good, man. Hey, but Joe, I do got one question though. Why does it seem as though all the ones that's asking these questions about who ain't gonna be able to race each other now, who are they racing? Why ain't they racing nobody? Why ain't they trying to race the ones that they wanted to see us race or whoever? Because that seemed to be the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back on mute.
Okay. Hold on a minute to open up the next mic here.
I thought CJ said James got that ring. He said he got it.
Yeah, sir, he got all the money by 1,000.
And getting all three. I don't see why not. That'd be a good one. Let's see if the fake-ass racer come in here now, the last 4 years.
If you call that number, somebody going to answer and say he's not available.
No, his partner going to answer and say, I don't know where.
4 years. Hey, Marcus, when the last time y'all raised Mayhem? Was that 4 years ago or longer?
That's been about 2 years ago when we ran Mayhem, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was three years ago.
Yeah, but Marcus, I think it's been longer than two. Yeah, I think about three.
Marcus, yeah, two
he ran
years
us
ago,
right
he
after
old,
he ran,
old,
he ran,
the
he ran us
no,
right
it,
after
it
he ran OBB.
It was two. It was 2 years.
It was two? Is it two?
It was 2 years. Yeah.
Oh,
20,
okay.
All right.
Anybody want to bet?
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to bet.
The man just said if they give him that race and the man came on here and said, you got it. There we go again.
I'm going to help everybody out. The same day that ODB race, that's the same day that Illuminati had his unfortunate incident at the beach. So if anybody know how long ago that was, then that's what, how long ago it was. That happened the same day.
And that was about
two years ago, man. It was two years ago.
Okay.
It's not you. It's that dumb little teeth-ass motherfucker right there. Look like a gremlin ass. He always got something to say. Shut the fuck up. Go sit your little slow ass down.
If that happened when Illuminati wrecked, that is more than 2 years, though, ain't it, Antoine?
Listen,
I'm gonna tell you how I know. Cause that's the same day my grandma died. You dumb bitch. I'm telling you what I know. It ain't been no 4 years. How the fuck you gonna tell me?
I never
stupid
said
motherfucker.
4 years.
Your little, man,
no,
listen,
said
listen, listen, Cliff.
Antoine, he said more than
4 years. It's not more than 3 years. Sit your little tooth ass
down.
No,
he said more than
two,
Antoine.
It's not more than, Joe, you're not listening. It's not more than two. Listen to what I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Okay.
I know what it is. Yeah, tell him.
Right about it.
Man, if you don't go sit your big boring teeth ass and fuck nails some goddamn
hey,
ass. God damn.
I told you on the back line because it's not really all that important, but I think it's more. But we'll talk about it on the back line.
What I want you to do is bite down hard on your steering wheel. Grab your balls and have balls to lock a motherfucker in. I don't want them cat feet, man. Them motherfuckers fucked up more like a cat paw. I don't want that. What I want you to do is bite down hard and lock somebody the fuck in.
Yeah,
stop doing this crab walking shit you've been doing for the last year. Motherfucker,
what you want me to do?
I gave you the one to one this weekend. And I'm going to hide the money on your sweet ass. What the fuck do you want to do, Cliffy? I don't want to hear none of that shit. Lock the fuck in, come to win. Close hoods, come to win. I don't want to hear that shit.
If you driving, let's go.
Man, I'm not. I tell you what I do. I drive this foot up your ass. I'm not driving. Shut the fuck up. Let's go. Let's go. You talk all this shit. You went from Postside Joe Show to Long Island Joe Show. Shut the fuck up. Go back to high school. Go fix a meal and shut up,
you
fake ass chef. I ain't got time for
this
shit, man.
Let me tell you how this works.
I don't want what player. Listen, player. Listen, player. You got 62 losses in 10 years. I don't want to hear shit from you. Motherfucker, when you level up,
you
can come talk to me. That's what you do. That's what the fuck. Like a lollipop. Like a lollipop. Motherfucker, you've been licking lollipops since you was in the jail. What the fuck you talking about? Stop that shit, Clinton. You're number one.
Oh, hold up. Listen, and to clear that up about the deposit, somebody said that Fat Albert didn't pay the deposit. That's a lie. It was paid. He paid it. It was paid. That was the deposit was paid.
God damn. Hey, Joe.
I got to clear that up. I got to clear that up.
Hey, Joe, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay a tutor
to help this man get down the fucking track and not go down the fucking track like a sideways squirrel. Anybody, I'm willing to pay your $500 to get help this man. He can shake the all fucking dead. It's being late by 6 o'clock. I'm sick of this motherfucker.
I bet you
Cousin, you know, it was on the show that time, and so that's what that came when Bobby said about the cousins thing.
You know, it was don't get me wrong.
Why
I like
they said that way back then.
No, I just want to tell you, I'd like to see those two Novas go down there because LeBron had a crazy top end, but Bigfoot had he would leave out the gate, so it would have been something to watch. That's all. Everybody wanted to see that. There ain't no doubt about it. But when y'all said y'all cousins, y'all don't run each other. That's all they're saying.
Hey,
a lot of guys are saying the wrong thing.
If Bigfoot wasn't out when LeBron was out, like I said, that was 2 years ago.
I'm just telling you. Okay, I don't know the whole thing. You gotta ask OG. I'm not sure how it was, but I know he said the cousins. So that's what was
said. Yeah,
but see,
cousins. This is
so,
the
you know what I mean. Once cousins, I don't know. You know
that ain't even
maybe he didn't mention that one, but I thought that
was been racist since. Hold on, it's a lot of y'all up north, right? That's not teamed up with people that y'all ain't racing. So tell me about that.
Well. I'm going to tell you just like this here.
They're like assholes.
Listen,
everybody got
listen, hold up, hold up.
I want to get
no,
I want
to
no,
no. I'm going to say I want to say it like it is. Like I call out like the Godfather and all of them, they race. You just don't see it. That's the problem. You don't see it like, okay, that's the one.
I'm going to give you something like the only way I don't see it is on the street. If it's at a track,
no, I'm about the track. They ran at the track.
Wait,
bro, would you... Listen, you ask me, I'm gonna tell you. DeJuan ran Red Cup at Gordo's race, right or wrong? Did he not run? Oh, now we got amnesia. When they went down there this here week with Jazia and Pocahontas. You know, those guys race. You just don't know who they are. You don't even know. That's the problem. Pocahontas is from Long Island.
Okay.
They all run. No. And then, hold up. Let me give you a little rundown. They run all the time, and a lot of times are like people you just don't know them. They're not on the mainstream. Nobody knows them because you really don't know them. Because that kid that Jazia ran. That kid that Jazia ran, anybody that's on here right now could tell you. And the same thing with Shaq. Those guys went out and run. They go out there. They run. Shaq had a problem with his car. He was trying to run. He was going to run a guy with the Camaro, and the car wasn't even right. But he broke. Starter and the flywheel right there at the start. Everybody know it was the Charlie kept bringing. I said, you got to shim it. What?
All right.
You're talking about two or three races, though, Joe.
You know,
listen,
like, that's all.
Listen, you're going to see more. Listen, you'll see more. And it's a whole sad part was, honestly, tell you the truth, if we had a track over here, of course it'd be a lot more races. We got to travel every time, so it ain't like it's easy. You know, when I get ready to come to US 13, it takes me 6 hours to get to US 13. That's what it takes in kids.
Well,
we don't even race at US 13, Joe. That's what
we're
trying to do. Whenever we racing, no bullshit. Whenever we racing, we got to travel. The closest one was Maple Grove. I'm going to say it like it is when they were going to Maple Grove.
They got Island Dragway up there.
A lot of the guys, that was a problem. A lot of them didn't want to run on Island Dragway, and now Sammy's bringing it back. Got the guys to be prepping it. If it wasn't for that, a lot of people didn't want to go down that track. When Sammy got that track and started prepping it and told them guys what they're going to do, you still got a couple of people that, and like Mike Lang and them, these are what they wrote down there. Like, we ain't going no shitty track. But Sammy gets the guys to come prep it and does the right thing. Now you're going to start seeing guys race over there. Right now, we didn't have nothing. We got nothing. And nobody wanted to go down Akko because Akko was flipping away. Down they found out when they started losing business, they started getting the whole management stuff, and they're actually trying to do the track. Now on the 16th, am I lying? I think 16th, they got four races locked in, if I'm not mistaken. And, Tori, you're on here, right? What you know the races? Tori, you on here? You know the races that's going to be locked in? 8th or 16th, they got a bunch of races? I know Mike Brown TikTok and the left locked in. That's for 10,000. I know that.
I didn't know that was still locked in.
Oh, yes. They're all locked in.
Now, listen. I think I'm going to talk to the president of the North,
and I declare that all y'all North guys race at least once a month, and it should be at least 10 to 15 races that come out of the North. I declare that, and I'm going to make sure the president can make that happen for y'all. All right?
Whatever.
Come on, Joe. Come on, man.
Y'all use some bullshit. Whatever. Hold on. Let me open up this mic. 631-6409. Your mic is open.
Said, whatever.
Yo, what up, Joe? Shaq.
What's going on, Shaq?
How you going, man?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I just listened to Marcus talk that shit.
Yeah. That's all right. You know how it is.
Hey Shaq, so is y'all going to come to MIA this Saturday, being that Walter Mann event is canceled? Is anybody coming to MIA on this talk show?
When is it? Saturday?
This Saturday?
I can't go. I can't do nothing this weekend.
Okay.
It's my birthday. I'm done for until
all right.
Probably,
okay. Well, let us know all the cars that were going down there from the North. Is anybody coming? I mean, all the mics are open. Cliff, is you coming, Cliff?
I'm not sure.
Well, I just thought I would keep it out.
Look, man, all I know is when we come,
Hey, Jay, is you coming?
I don't try to come down there and test. Sometimes I have to test them. My car's 100%. I never test. I usually just race.
I got you, Shaq. I'm talking about the ones that was locked in to race at Walter Mann's event. Why can't they come to Maryland this weekend?
Well, who was locked
who
in?
Who did you just say? Who you said, Marcus?
I said James and Cliff. Why can't they bring that race to Maryland?
James hung up.
And Butchie wasn't Cliff.
And Butchie Woods and Cliff.
Butchie Woods ain't on here, so you gotta somebody gotta call Butchie Woods and ask him. You gotta ask him.
But see, this is what I'm saying. You know, if a man really wanna get their gas off and get to that man, they will race at another track. You know, they was already scheduled to travel regardless. Now they ain't gotta travel as far.
They just worried about what other people doing.
Listen, this was no lie.
Huh?
I know they were supporting Walter Mann on that show, and who knows? I know Butchie Woods might go. I don't know what Cliffy's schedule is or whatever. How he's saying what he want to do, but I know if you had got and asked them, that's just like the same thing they're asking you guys about the same race, and y'all asking them the same thing. So that's the question of the day. You got it. You got it right. You got it here right on the road. You know, and they're asking the same thing. So Butchie was on here, hit the one button, and he can answer to you.
Why he trying to find the one button? I'm just trying to bring races for the ones that are sitting back talking about everybody teaming up to see. That's what I'm trying to bring.
Yeah, I understand. I agree, I hear what you're saying, you know. But,
you know, that's all. No foul either way for me, you know what I mean? But we got to do better. We got to stop sitting around gossiping.
This is what I want to see what's going to happen, okay? Everybody's going to be on the property. We all coming on the property at Fred's event, right? Because I got some following me was coming down. I don't want to hear nobody saying that, okay, they can't find a race. They're going to be there looking for runs. And it ain't no hard feeling if somebody walk up to you and ask you, yo, you want to do something. Tell me, no hard feeling.
Good report.
That's one thing a lot of the guys don't want to go up there walking to somebody. If you go to a grudge event and somebody tap you on the shoulder, basically they know you out there for a grudge, so they figure what the hell. The problem is, you came to me. That's the first freaking thing somebody said. You came to me. Instead of that, we can work it out, work a deal out. Whatever you got to do to work a race out. It shouldn't have to be that he came to me, he asked me to run. What the heck he was? If nobody asked nobody, it'll never be a race. Let's be real.
That's a great report. I got to agree with you 100%.
You know, and it is what it is. I got two races there that day. Bill's got one, and it's going to be another one because I think it's gonna happen. I think if my son gets their car done this time, we're gonna head out there. You'll see something. They're gonna see something that, like I said, I don't care anything of mine. If I'm there, I'm gonna have fun with it regardless. I don't care. If I think I can win, I'm going out there. If I'm remotely close to you, I don't care if you're 10th faster than me, if I think you're 10th, I'm going out there. I'm going to try you. I don't have to have nothing. Like I said, it don't matter about whoever. I don't know the car you guys got, the one that Betty or whatever that Monte Carlo y'all said who was racing me. Same thing with James from Mob Town. We're going to race Mob Town. I seen Mike Dean talk about he want to bet. Mike Dean, like I said, you know, you're not bad, so bet the money like you said. Bet it. Let's go. Bet with them. They can put it in the pot with Mob Town. I'm going to bet mine. That's how I feel about it. I'm telling you honest truth about it. I put down there $1,000. I'll bet you on the side. I told Mike Dean, put that $1,000 up. Since you up there calling that, y'all saying that with the gap, y'all going to beat us with the gap, put the $1,000 up. We was there. We ain't backing out. I ain't going to worry about that. That's a side bet. That ain't even a regular bet. That's a side bet. So put the $1,000 up. Let's go. Want to bet on? Go bet on them. It don't matter. Stop talking about it. Let's be about it. You either going to win or lose. Ain't going to be nothing but money. You ain't going to win but so much from me anyhow. I'm not going to bet the farm, but, you know, I bet out to have fun. I bet what I can afford. Every race is going to happen that we said going to happen. I don't care. If Phil lose two of them in a row, it don't matter. We come right back and going to run another one. How about that?
Hell no.
That's how it's going to happen.
I like it. Is Deuce on here?
Yeah, he should be still on here.
I just want to tell him, man, like, he keeps asking, like, every time he get on here, he keeps asking about the back down money.
Terrence already gave me the file.
Hold on. Let me. I never even took none of that back down money back from all the races I had locked in, bro. Not $1.
Oh, Fat Albert got it?
No. I got that side, but on y'all side when I was giving the money to Phil. Never took $1 back. So all that money was still locked. That's all I'm saying. Don't sit there. If I say we're going to lock it, we lock, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never, all that money, and I still got on Instagram. I never took Instagram buck money.
Okay.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man of my word. That's all.
Yep. So that race is going to happen, Like I said, they said they think they, look, Zeus think he can win. Mm-hmm. Red Cup think he's going to win. They said they want to do it. Ain't nobody getting in between it. They're going to run. Now, if you guys turn around and want to stop it, you know, it's up there running behind people, this one telling them something, that one telling them something, that's on y'all. That man runs, they run their own program, like I said. And whatever him and his brother say, whatever they say, they lock in. All their races, they lock in on their own.
More cars coming out, too, man, from the north, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple more cars.
I stopped that race now. That was some bullshit because I ain't stopped near one of them races and all you guys got locked in.
Only race we really paid out was Trimy because we didn't get enough for him. And we paid out Fred, but honestly, that wasn't even the car we locked in with. We thought we locked in with a Mustang. So we just paid him. Fuck
it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all I know is y'all locked in with an unknown car, and that's all I knew. I heard it, and I didn't say anything.
I thought it was a street style Mustang. That's all. I didn't know no big shit like that. But it was all good though. We ain't make no beef about it.
Nah, you paid and we've been done with it, right?
That's a lot of people don't know all that. That's the problem.
A lot of people don't know that. They're thinking like something different. You know, like I said, y'all run y'all program the way y'all run it. If you think you can win, you think you can win. Ain't no big deal. That's all. Ain't nobody mad at you. But like I said, I know that you and Zeus, you know, talk, and y'all said y'all gonna do it. Y'all gonna do it. But so hold on a second. Somebody did hit me a mess. 908-8516. Your mic is open.
Joe, what's up, buddy? It's Mike Brown.
What's going on, Mike?
Ain't nothing.
Don't y'all got to race the 16th at ACO?
Yeah. We're gonna knock TikTok head clean the fuck off. But I just want to say we coming through the DMV. We going to Colonial Beach this year. A lot. So all them DMV boys with that gas, we got a couple of cars on gas that's coming too.
Y'all ain't gonna be begging, are you?
Nope. Head up. Head the fuck up. Ain't gonna beg for none of them. We coming on gas just like you boys got gas. We don't want shit. Long as they stock suspension. We good.
Okay.
Don't say y'all got something on all moves.
That's Mike LaForce Street Posse.
Don't, 4th Street coming. Don't say y'all got something on moves because we'll punish y'all ass.
I got a motor. I don't know about the R motor.
We got a couple of cars on gas that's coming this year, though. It would be a Colonial
Beach. That R motor up north thing.
They got a big ass R motor.
Not all north no more. The south done came. And to be real about it, Kiwan found, they said they found a problem out. Him and Andy is working on something. I don't know if they're going to. Where they're going to meet at, but they're going to be doing their thing. They're going to finish it off. Plus, they got four more cars that's coming with KJ that's doing the same thing, all motor. They already said it. The guy was at the track that day with the all-steel car. I don't know if you've seen it. When he called that all-steel car on motor out, he was there. That was a blue, little blue Mustang. I don't know if you've seen it. Those guys were there. So they came to run, and they're going to be there again. So a lot of that shit done went back to motor on some of the guys down there because of freaking so high on nitrous and shit, so they was like, hell with this shit. And they started going back to the motor cars.
You spend just as much money in the all motor car to make it on.
Marcus, where you at, man? And we're going to go lift some weights afterwards, too, man.
What's up, Big Mike? What up, baby?
What's up, brother? How you doing, sir?
I got to get back in shape, though. I can't fuck with your ass now, but I got to get back in shape. But we're going to lift some weight later on every year.
I know that's right.
I hear you talking that talk, but you
got to
walk that walk.
I'm going to walk it. Everybody that know me know it, I'm going to walk
okay.
it.
All right. I like it. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen,
what's
I
got
to give you boys y'all props, though, man. Y'all do y'all thing down there. I got to give it to y'all.
Hey, we had fun, just like you guys did pretty
that's
good.
All,
I think.
That's what it's all about, man.
I think
that's
that,
what it's all about.
You know, I think that car that that car Jazzy drive, isn't that yours or part of your crew?
Yeah. That Malibu, yeah.
Yeah, that Malibu run pretty good. I got to give it to you. I might try it with ODB, for real. I might try something with ODB.
Nah. We gonna jump on ODB with Dustbuster, man.
They gonna run you with the white IROC.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, that's cool. I think we might be out of the league a little bit, but fuck, we'll try for something.
Wait. What car he talking about?
Listen. We love running outside our class. We love that shit. We do it all the time. But it's going to be gas to gas. Head the fuck up.
I try.
Huh?
That's all. I said it might be out of our league, but I try for something small. Little 2000.
You said the IROC is out of y'all league?
No.
Marcus, cut that bullshit out, Marcus. Cut it the fuck out. Cut it out, Marcus. Cut it the fuck out, man.
Hey, listen, you wouldn't put IROC out there if you didn't think you could win, right?
Nobody wanted to act like the IROC ain't had no gas. So we're going to put some gas on that motherfucker, and we're going to see what it's about this year. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
ODB. ODB is at the top of the list.
Okay.
Well, let's get it. I like how you talk.
We also got a Nova. We also got a Nova, 67 Nova with gas too. That's gonna be out there running too.
Which color? That red one?
Yeah, the red one. Yeah, he gonna be out there running too.
Oh, we've been.
Huh? Say that again. Y'all been trying to get him?
We've been waiting for him.
Oh, he come. We gonna be down there. I promise. We gonna be at Colonial Beach and shit.
I want new players in the game, but he knew on the program pole for us to get on his ass.
Y'all knew to him. He ain't knew to you. He's new to the gas game. We gonna try this shit out, man. We get our ass when we get our ass.
Mike, do you give a fuck?
I like it. We don't care about losing.
You know that shit. We don't care about losing.
Yeah, so there it is. I like it. And that's what's up. So, in other words, Cliff, do you care about losing this Saturday?
Listen, this Saturday hasn't been confirmed yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on this show.
It is confirmed.
No, it's not confirmed. If Antoine get his ass in that seat, I will have my ass there Friday night. What the fuck are you talking about?
Friday night? And we're not racing this Friday night. We're going to be there Saturday, baby.
I'm waiting for your ass. That's what the fuck that means. That's what that means, Antoine. I mean, Marcus. If you put Antoine in that car, let's get it.
What do it take for you to step beside a truck without Antoine in the seat?
It takes me to just get off this phone and go have a good night's rest.
Well, you might want to go ahead and get off the phone and have a good night's rest then.
Good night.
You're scared, shut your mouth.
Okay, if that would make you sleep better, then good night, baby. Listen, dream on, baby. Dream on.
Hey, Cliff, we would love to have you there Saturday.
Listen, I wouldn't mind coming there, but you know what? Being that things change, that means I'm going to change. When things change, I don't stay the same.
Okay.
I change when things change. You don't know that?
So you flap like a fish, right?
Listen, I set up the way I set up on different days every day, all day.
I got you, Cliff. Hey, look, I ain't gonna pick on you. You know what I mean? I ain't no bully and none of that shit. But I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good. Simply loving the game. Baby.
Simply translated.
Hey, Cliff, I got a question
though. That means he's glad that the race is canceled.
Oh.
I don't know who that was and what they just said, but okay, no problem.
I said, simply put, you're glad that the race is canceled.
If that's what your mind is telling you, always believe your mind. You'll always go wrong.
Who's that, Santa Claus?
I don't know who that was, but whoever said it, they know. Listen,
hey,
Santa
man.
Claus.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Santa Claus. What you was on here. See if you want to do something this Saturday. Fuck what Cliff talking about. See, Butchie was going to do something Saturday.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Butchie Woods ain't on here. I don't see him.
He put the ATV up for me.
Somebody call him on the thing. Hold up. Let me make sure I open the Sammy mic. He might got Butchie Woods on it. I see him flipping on here. Sammy, your mic is open.
Damn, Joe, you finally opened my mic.
I see 5810 just now. You popped up at the end.
I'm up.
Nice.
Hey,
Nah, you
what's
can't do that.
On?
You
what's
gotta
up,
leave
teammate?
The mic is open. Leave it open. I go right on down the list.
Ah.
If you chuck, if you cut it off, that's it. It don't add a hand up. You gotta. When it says mic,
yeah,
your mic is open. It says that whatever it says. Mm. You're now in the guest queue, I think, or something. Now I can see you.
Uh-huh.
So you don't say that. Guess what? You clicked it off. Click it on until it turns around. So you're now in the guest queue.
Because I was pressing one, I get off, I press one again.
Yeah, when you get off, it's...
Just make it pop up on the screen on you, open my mic.
Nah, you got to leave.
You did a Jeff Rogers.
But Sammy, you on now, man. Talk, baby boy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good, Cliffy. Back in May. April is a busy month for me. I can't do I can't even travel.
Well, listen, you know I know why, so but you ain't got to explain it. So you know what, a month from now, that's all good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, what do you call it, Cliffy? You know,
yes.
The Del Mar, you know what falls on Del Mar, the date, the 22nd, it's
uh-huh.
Family time. I'm pissed that I can't make it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
Everybody,
you know,
and we'll get play-by-play. Mob Town will die.
Mob Town.
Mob Town.
Is that?
Fuck it. They
Tap
die,
out.
They die.
3.0.
Mob Town. Get Clifford with a gap tonight.
Cliffy, how's everything going, Cliffy?
Everything is beautiful. When I hear Joker say that Mob Town hit Cliffy with a gap tonight, listen, all that does is make me sleep tight tonight because you know what? I know I'm rent-free in the Joker's heads, man. You understand what I'm saying? All that hype talk don't work for me. Work for me. I'm not that dude.
Hey, Cliff.
All that, let's get busy, y'all. Listen, I've been getting busy all my motherfucking life. I don't need nobody to get on no mic and tell me that. The fuck wrong with y'all?
What track was this?
Honey flying everywhere.
Yeah, crazy.
What, Cliff? Hey, Cliff, can you grudge race this Saturday?
Listen, you heard what I said, Marcus, and I'm going to leave it at that, man.
All I heard was you talking about you going to wrap up in the blankets and sleep tight tonight.
Listen, you heard what I said and you couldn't keep your mouth shut because you know what? You ain't right. You trying to find out. And you will and you can.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Cliff. Clifford.
Marcus, say the right thing and you know what? This conversation could end real fucking quick.
Hey, Cliff.
I know my name. How many times y'all got to keep saying it?
Hey, look, I got three questions for you.
And
how
I
far
have,
is it
I don't
to?
Have to answer
how far
I don't
is
have
it?
Three.
How far is it to Outer Banks?
When you find out, let
okay.
me know.
So you probably about 6 or 7 hours, 6 hours. How far is it to MIR?
If you could tell me what I had for breakfast, this morning,
so
then you
in other
know
words,
what I'm the man.
If you
tell me
really
what I had
wanted to race on this weekend,
matter of fact, who am I talking to?
You would go to MIR.
Who am I talking to?
Bingo. You speaking to the voice of reason.
No, I listen.
If you were willing to travel 6 hours. Why wouldn't you be ready to travel 2 hours if you really want to get on a Joker's ass?
Listen, let me explain.
Come on, Santa Claus. Come on with it, Santa Claus.
Okay, Santa Claus.
I'm
you
just trying to make
you,
2 plus 2
If you can tell me why you run
4.
Your mouth in April and it's not December, then I'll believe you.
Because I'm still dropping gifts off, baby.
Okay, your gift is too early. You know what?
I ain't told you what I wanted yet. And until I tell you what I want, you need to keep quiet.
Oh, that was cute.
Santa Claus, there's a lot of snow. Go
I don't know
what's
sharper, that knives or that Joker's teeth, because that motherfucker
Santa,
is slick.
Santa Claus, it's a lot
slick.
Of snow. Go freeze yourself, man.
I'm just trying to what you say.
So, matter of fact, tell me what kind of Santa Claus. Tell me what kind
make
of
sleds.
Make
it trying to make it make
Santa
sense.
Claus. No. Santa Claus, just tell me what kind of sleds you got. And I'm going to see if I get you another reindeer.
If I was ready to race.
I didn't ask you that.
And was
going to
drive 6 hours. Why wouldn't I be happy to drive 2 hours?
Listen, I don't know what would make you happy, Santa Claus, because I'm not you.
So in other words, what they say?
No, so in other words,
glad,
you're trying to find out some
and
words.
Some people scared.
That you ain't got no business
some people scared. And some people glad
Santa Claus. I think you forgot your position. You're supposed to be able to come down people's chimney and fit and give them what they want. That don't sound like you right now.
The boy's trying to give you what you want. You don't want to go.
No, he didn't even come down the chimney. He's talking shit on the mic. He's not on his chimney.
I don't come down
the
chimney,
Santa Claus.
They called
Santa
me back.
Claus.
They called me back
Listen,
though, Santa Claus.
I don't know what Santa Claus.
I come
know
in
what
the back door
you,
with y'all go out the front
I want
though.
To call you. I'm Santa Claus. I don't know what they call you, but I know what I want to call you.
It ain't calling me for a rape.
So Santa Claus. I ain't been naughty. And I'm nice in a way that ain't some ho-ho-ho.
Man, ODB want to go cross your ass this weekend, man. What you want
to do? Okay, what that got to do with you?
Because I'm listening to you ramble on every talk show.
Then
Long
close
Island
your
Joe.
Then close
Pro
your
Stock
Joe.
Willie Dawg.
Santa Claus, close your fucking ears. And keep your mouth shut, and you'll be a better person.
All right. I'm going to go back on mute with you, Cliffy.
Listen, you did the best thing, man. Happy New
the
Year.
The lesson for today is MIR
so the
is closer
today,
than out of
the
bed.
Lesson for today is that you know what? If you ain't a teacher, go get taught. You fucking with the wrong person, man, and you don't even know it.
Oh,
damn.
Don't make me put Big Fred back on your ass.
Listen, I'm going to make you. Matter of fact, I'm going to make you and I'll help you. What kind of help you need? I'm going to make you and I'll help you. What kind of help you need?
I'm going on mute, Cliffy. We holding up people that's actually locking in. Let me get out of the way.
Sounds good.
He's scared of that blue G-body, Santa Claus.
Sound real good.
Antoine, you would be too when they rock you to sleep from the word go.
All right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So who
Santa Claus, I understand what you're saying, Santa Claus. Santa Claus, I understand what you're saying. The man's going to travel, let's say seven hours to Outer Banks. Well, he can go to the MIR in about 3 hours, 45 minutes, give or take maybe 4 hours. It makes sense to come to MIR to go and get your gas on if you
listen,
really want to get it on.
Antoine, do you understand?
I'm talking to Santa Claus. I'm not talking to
you're
you.
Absolutely
don't
right.
talk to
you're
me. I'm talking
right.
to Santa Claus. Talking to Santa
you're
Claus.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
talking to Santa
right.
Claus. Because I'm trying to I'm trying to my Christmas is twice as best.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. He would actually save money.
Absolutely right, man.
Yeah, he would save money.
Yeah, I'd be just locking in for just to lock in.
But I think
I'd be
it's
glad to go.
Never mind.
For your class party, you like what you said? You like
But see, I think the reason why he was going to Walter Mann's show also, I know Walter Mann has a lot of big, he's a big tire guy. No disrespect to him or none of that. I know he's a big tire guy. He likes slick. I'm talking to Santa Claus.
Don't do that.
Tell me what not to do, because you done a lot of fucked up shit in the last 2 years.
I'm talking to Santa Claus. I would hope you don't do that.
If you're not locking in, shut the fuck up to me.
I'm going to keep quiet now.
This is why I think, and I'm not saying nothing, I respect what he did, but this has nothing to do with what he did. I believe the reason why he's not coming to MIR is because he knows that that track was going to be prepped for Slicks that day versus MIR, which is going to have Best of Both Worlds, but Grudge Racing Line is mainly going to be radio prep. And Cliff tried to use all the advantages that he can get on a motherfucker, but he know if his opponent is ready to go.
Thank you.
Get the fuck off here. I got to correct you on that. You fucking me up. But I'm saying, though, I know he likes big tires, and he's more like a slick guy as well. That's all that I'm saying. But I know Cliff and how slick his ass is. He knows his boys, them guys is ready to go, which he knows also the only advantage he's got is them spinning on a slick-style track. That's the only way he's gonna end up winning a race. He knows that shit.
Oh.
But the rain and everything that's going on saved his ass, hence, which is the reason why he will not come to MIR. Because he knows he's a dead man walking. He comes to MIR.
So tell me something, Anthony. I'm going to ask you something. What you just said right now.
Come on with it.
If the track was if Walter Mann thing was going to be on today, would you call
that
race stopping?
Do you want me to say what's going to happen?
I'm just saying, would you call that race stopping what you just said?
No, you know, fucking race stopping is the fucking truth.
I'm telling you, baby.
The manga, for one, hold up.
No, this is what's going to happen. I'm just going to tell you, the only reason why I'm just saying that, the reason why I'm saying that, when you say something like that sometimes, like maybe his opponent didn't know. And they just won't catch him off guard. So
everybody knew what the fuck it was going on. Just people don't speak on shit.
Not everybody knows. Not everybody knows.
I don't care. But this is what it was.
He didn't say it after the race was canceled.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. But I'm just not. You
that's
know
what,
right,
that's what
I'm
saying.
If Walter Mann's stuff was
open, if he
would have
said it before,
that's what I'm just saying.
It would have been messed up.
That's what I'm saying. It would be racist.
That's
what I'm just saying. That you know, in general.
Yes, if I did before, correct. Yes, it would have been messed up. Yep. Yes,
and so I don't know. Hey, Joe, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were prepared to drive from your house to Outer Banks, you didn't put money in the car getting it ready, you excited to go race. They cancel that race in another track ain't but 2 hours from your house. What would you do?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody's different, but I know I want to race, so I'd probably go right up there. If I know there's another grudge race, I'd go to that one.
Well,
look, I done did it already.
I done did it.
There was 2 grudge races going on at the same time, right? But the one I was supposed to be going to, and that was Street Kings at the time, it rained. So instead, we went to Virginia.
Because we were looking to race.
Yeah.
Those that are not looking to race, are happy that it's canceled.
But now,
what?
Is he trying to get his man and, you know what I mean, interfering with his race? I don't know. You know, I can't really say. I mean, I said, look, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I turned down one race once because I know if I ran one person and if I win, then the other one wasn't going to come. So I had to wait, which, and I did that before. And I really didn't want to at the track, but I had to. Because I wanted to race the other one first and then race the other one. Otherwise, I know the other one, I'll blow the race on the other one. Which now
I've
done
that.
That makes sense. That's the only thing.
But we talking about Cliff's son. If he called this man his son, then that means he think he can beat him any day, any time, any driver.
Yeah.
If you won't lock a man in, then stop calling him your son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, in defense, in defense, Cliff beat him last time, so until he can get beat again, he can call him his son.
All right. I hear you, Fat Albert.
I'm going to say this to you.
Hold on. My lawyer.
I'll go to MR to run Cliff. I'll go. It's the same amount of time for me to go to Outer Banks.
That's two races.
It's the same. It's the same amount of time.
Well, fuck Cliff. Come
to
run
me
head up, goddammit.
Oh.
Who is you?
He said they offered you out all three. I don't know if he was on here tonight, but they said you got it all. You come there,
What I heard, but I had to get off the phone for a minute. What I heard was the man said if I run him this weekend, he'll give me all three and he'll odd the money by a thousand. Is that what I heard?
No, you odd the money by a thousand.
No. Oh, shit. I ain't odd shit. But I will, like I said, I will. If Cliff want to switch tracks, it's a shorter ride for him and it's the same ride for me. Because from Charlotte to Outer Banks is still 5.5 hours. And I'm in North Carolina. So I'll go to MIR. If he still want to
run. And Dr. Flippy. Agent Dr. Flippy.
And who got the radio in the background?
And the ride for him is like 4 hours shorter to go to MIR.
So the other race is off the table with Tricky Ricky and you then, even though you owe everything.
No, you're going to have to hold off.
Okie doke.
Hey, Fat Albert, don't you say it.
And I don't give a fuck what y'all say. It don't make no difference to me. Y'all can say what y'all want.
I haven't opened my mouth. I'm just sitting. I'm letting the man do his own race. I haven't opened my mouth. I ain't opened my mouth.
Motherfucker ain't doing shit. So, James, I bet it's off or what? What's the deal? I bet.
If Cliff don't want to switch tracks, I guess it is. Bobby, I can't help that if he don't want to switch tracks.
Oh, I can't control that. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, if he switched tracks, yeah, that money on.
Paul, too?
Yeah, he'll just switch. He don't give a damn.
All right.
I need that for something.
And
you shouldn't bet it. You shouldn't bet it. If you need it for something, don't bet it.
No, I need that for something.
Don't bet it. Because if I need something for money for something, I'm not going to bet it. I don't give a fuck what it is.
No, I ain't desperate.
That's just
I'm
wise
I need
word.
That for something. I just need that little extra something for something.
Well, I guess you won't need that.
Because you ain't
going to
race for it neither.
Guess you won't need that.
But if you run on Tricky Ricky on that spot to give you, I'll keep that bet on.
I can't do it right yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Sure you can.
Can't do it never.
Sure you can. Only thing you gotta do is keep in mind what you saw at Galat.
What did I see at Galat?
You tell me what you saw. You the one that had the words.
I didn't see shit. You keep saying
you,
that.
Oh, you
somebody
saw
it because
you filmed
that.
You said
wait a minute.
Let me ask you a question.
You
said it
while
you filmed it, James. Ain't no need to say no
what
shit.
What did I say?
You tell us what you said.
I don't know. You said you seem to know.
Hey, Trigger, stop playing motherfucking games with him. Guess what? I tell you what.
Where that car you speak of that sit like that? Lock that bitch in right now for that 1-on-3, you in the seat Saturday. Fuck all that shit you talk. And go get that car and lock the fuck in since you say you got one that sit like that.
I'll tell you what.
Hold on.
I'll call you definitely tomorrow.
Ain't no motherfucking call. You spoke of it. You got that shit now because you want to play big with it.
Listen, I got to make sure they're available.
Man, we're going to stop your motherfucking ass. That's what we're going to
do. I'm going to make sure they're available. I will call you.
Ain't
tomorrow.
No motherfucking day. You don't lock it in. You get your ass in your seat. You sit
oh,
like
Lord. Boy, I'm talking riddles. Talking to riddles over there.
Man, because you always want dollars in the fuck up, man. Everybody's
I promise
you,
I'm going
about.
To call tomorrow.
Man, if you can't lock nobody,
you gonna get to you gonna shit. Get what you're asking for.
Uncle Ward, don't you say
that. You gonna drive, James?
That shit you talking.
No.
He better drive. What the fuck? Now you thought
no,
told you.
I, no, I'm not.
You said you got a
car. I don't give a fuck who get in your car.
Okay, so what he said to you was you drive the car that you're going to get.
No,
so if you're not going to be able to drive it, after you sit here saying you calling to see if it's going to be available,
I'm go
then you're wasting your time. That's fine. As
now
long as you drive.
Go get a car. Just an hour
okay.
ago, you said you got a car. Put your fucking mind up. I pay attention
okay,
to
don't
real.
Worry about it. Don't worry about it, then. Don't worry about it. Let it go.
Man, stop taking for the motherfucking talk.
James,
let
you
it
heard,
go,
you heard all of what
he
said, so I'm sure you heard when he said you drive.
Listen, I didn't hear that, but
I wish Cliff would lock you the fuck.
How did you hear everything
he
else?
Just a little, he's a little hurt because I got his little $100 at the track. That's all. He a little hurt. I
ain't probably tripping off no $100, man. That's gas money.
You're not gonna pay nobody. Look how many options I try to get you to bet some money. You're weak as shit, man. You're gonna give it right back. Hey, oh, don't
you
say
you sound. You sound a little salty, but that's okay.
Hey, I sound a little salty, but I reach. You know what I mean? I'm down. That shit don't mean nothing to me, buddy. You don't do nothing but talk, man. Try to hustle a motherfucker.
Okay, I
can't.
I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you talk.
You should have been stopped talking. You ain't doing shit else.
That's called grudging for cash.
Man, that's called making yourself look fucking stupid, man. You sell that motherfucker if you got any hopes and dreams that you gonna do something, you don't do nothing. So that's grudging for cash. Frank, you should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
I'll be back in a second. I got to put my stuff on mute, Tori.
If you said all
right.
he's trying to do something to you, that's grudging for cash.
I'm talking about bullshit ass hustle that him and his motherfucking team do. That's what I'm talking about.
Crunch.
You
know
goddamn well what I'm
crunch.
Talking about.
You wasting your time. I got him. Hold on. I got him.
You ain't got shit. You said you've been having it for over a year now. You still ain't got it. I tell you what. I'll tell you what. We run you here the fuck up and I'll have the money by 500. Saturday.
You know, I'm going to be just that stupid.
Off the fucking trailer.
I'm going to be just that stupid.
That shit sounds crazy, y'all.
So what you saying, James?
Apparently, y'all think I'm that stupid.
Nobody say you were stupid, son. You never said that. You never say you's a retarded motherfucker that's not racist.
Yep, that's me. That's me.
You talking about?
That's me. Just hold on, I got you.
You still sound Mr. Miller.
Oh, you hold on, I got you.
Shit, man, if we got to hold on till you get somebody, man, my motherfucking son be driving my car by then. He 3.
Okay. Yeah. That's cute.
That's facts. Man. Ain't no motherfucking cute.
That's cute.
Cute shit for girls. My son, I got a son.
I'm a man. You can say handsome, well, but you know. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Usually when women talk about their kids, they say they're cute.
Well, you ain't talking to no woman. But if you think I'm a woman, I can show you I'm a woman.
No, don't show me that. I ain't into that. I'm not into that.
You ain't into that. You definitely won't be into that if you think I'm a woman.
No, I ain't into that. I'm not gay. I ain't into that.
You think I'm a woman? You might be gay when I get finished with your ass.
No, I ain't into that, man. I ain't gay. I'm not the one that playing men's hair
all
day. All
right, well, keep it motherfucking racing and stop.
It was racing. It was racing. I didn't go any other way but racing. What did I say?
What did I say that wasn't? You older than me, man. You know what the fuck you saying.
Ricky, what did I say that wasn't?
My name Rick, man. It ain't Ricky. My name Rick.
Well, whatever it is, what did I say?
No, it ain't what, whatever it is. My name is Rick, not Ricky.
What did I say that wasn't?
You're a grown motherfucking man, James. You know what the fuck you saying. Ain't nobody going to play
what
no fucking kitty games
with
you.
What did I say that wasn't Rick? Go ahead, bro. Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Because I said that was cute.
No, ain't no
you
hold on
because
you about to talk to your motherfucking
you
self.
You got offended? You got offended because I said that was cute when you said your son.
Nah,
I didn't get offended
by the cute
shit.
You know what you just said.
You sound offended right now.
You sound like a bitch right now. That's what you sound like. You sound like an old broad that wants to keep going back and forth.
You sound like an old broad because you weren't tripping.
I'm not tripping. You just grown and you know what the fuck you said now. You're trying to act like you don't know what you're saying.
I said exactly what I said. I ain't going to change my mind of what I said.
Okay, that's good. I'm not going to tell you what you said because you know what you said. So keep it racing like I said.
I'm keeping it racing.
Anything locked?
Hell no, ain't nothing locked.
You right, cause your scared ass don't want to lock shit in with nobody, except for Cliffy. And you only want to lock Cliffy in because you feel like you got something sweet with him.
Then help him out.
Motherfucker, you can't even help yourself out. We need to help you out.
You're right. Y'all need to help me too. I need a sponsor for more help.
Then the sponsor got it, don't we?
No way. Still a lot of weight left in you. How do you stay in shape without chasing with you around? Well, I have to work out a lot. A lot more than I used to. 6 or 8 years ago, I had to start doing a physical group.
You're
out of the way more than one race since you're out here.
Man, I'm going back to watching my goddamn drag race, man.
All right, I'm going to get ready to close this mic out. If anybody else got anything to say, I'll stay on for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I cut it loose. Now let's start off and want to stay on.
No, I ain't staying on, Joe. I done had enough of it.
Okay.
It ain't even worth it. I think everybody pretty much done said what they wanted to say. We can go ahead and cut Shadow down.
All right, thanks, Fred Al. All right, Joe.
All right, he wrote.
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, well, give us a good night. Stay safe for the race this week, y'all.
Oh, man.